This is PFW in progress.
All right, listen up, guys. It was the night before Christmas. All through the house, not a creature was stirring except the four ass coming in the rear in standard 2x2 cover formation.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Relax. We got everything in this mug, man. Look at this. CD, CV, TV, telephone, full bar, VHS.
Might if we hear some tunes?
Hey, out of work.
You got any Christmas music?
This is Christmas music.
Paul Perillo.
It's Christmas Eve. Families, stockings, chestnuts, Rudolph and Frosty. Any of these things ring a bell? Go join the party, have some champagne. You're making me feel like Ebenezer Scrooge. Think a lot, Mr. De Niro. Do you think the baby can handle a little sip? That baby's ready to tin bar.
And Andy. And Andy?
I think it's afraid to press this time of year. He thought he was God's greatest gift, you know?
Andy Hart.
Sorry to waste your time.
No problem at all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Some guy named Tom.
Machine gun.
Ho, ho, ho.
PFW in progress.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
All right, welcome to the annual, the 13th annual PFW in progress Christmas show.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus and everything else. Any type of holiday you're celebrating this time of year, happy. Happy it.
But I'm very happy today, Freddie.
You are. You got a good.
I have a jump in my step.
A good diagnosis for your car.
I did.
Paul was car didn't start yesterday.
Yeah,
but now
or today.
Just a cracked distributor cap.
Right.
That's all we're talking about.
That's all we're talking about here.
No major surgery. We're not going under the knife. We're okay.
There's nothing worse than having to buy a car.
Right.
I need a new car.
Now you have no leverage.
But now, I can at least wait till the end of the winter, hopefully, and get it when I want to.
Although I think, you know, when you're ready, give George Martel a call and he'll take care of you.
Hey, I'm open for business.
You know?
How quickly can I get fired if I say I'll be willing to buy a car from the lowest bidder? I could get fired in a hurry for that.
Could you?
That's that plugola, payola,
that's
whatever.
Not good?
That's not good.
I like payola.
I'm a big fan.
All right. Well, it's Friday and today's the Christmas show. Today we have competing Christmas poem.
Really?
Really?
Dan Heffron has given us his annual submission. But Chris from the Bronx
has definitely emerged as one of our absolute beasts in terms of emailers.
He's
and callers.
He's an up-and-comer.
So we're going to have both of them, and I think we'll do one in this half of the show and then one right after 1 o'clock. I think we'll probably read Chris's first since he's the newbie.
Okay.
And then we'll save Dan's for right after the 1 o'clock hour. So everyone has going to stay tuned for that. Now, Gary, do you know anything about George Martel?
I do. I know him very well.
Can he help when Paul's ready? Can he get him a good car?
Seriously?
Can he get him a good car? Yes.
I mean, will he give him a deal is what I'm saying.
We'll talk off the air.
Oh, okay, so that means
Gary's in the right there.
Well, I already told Joey the nose that I'd have to go and see him a little later, see how that might go. Yeah.
But I thought the guy that sold you before is gone. Remember?
No, I'm talking about Joey the nose that works here.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Jana, actually.
Yeah.
That was a funny story that she told. She never told me that
she
until the other
night.
Took
a test drive with the guy that sold you your car back in the 50s.
Right, and the guy was very proud of the fact that he knew the guy that was talking on the radio.
Right. Oh. Okay.
I felt like Fred there for a second.
What's the matter, Tom? Tom's looking at me like, you got to be talking about football.
It was an NFL game last night. Why are we not talking about it?
You're talking about shady deals with buying cars and...
Nothing shady.
No, with Gary.
Well, it doesn't have to be shady.
It's not shady.
Could be.
It's just preferred customer. And here's a picture of George Martel.
Oh, that's the guy that goes on trips with
us.
Yes! Oh, okay.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
I'll refrain from saying anything else.
All right.
He's a good guy.
Web radio
and a good fan of PFW.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know, he's a loud guy.
Oh, well, you know, they're happy. They're on the trip.
I guess if I had
for them, it's pleasure.
From Tom's perspective, too, it is kind of funny. There's all of these clients come on, and they usually generally just kind of keep to themselves. They get on the thing, and usually when he comes in, it's always, Freddie, Paul, what's going on?
Right. Class reunion.
You know when he's on the plane.
Yes, you do.
All right, webradio@patriots.com is the phone number. I mean, it's the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. And on the line right now is Lucky. Lucky, how you doing?
What's going on, Paulie? I mean, Fred.
What's happening?
Where you been, Lucky?
Working. What do you mean where I've been?
I haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh, well, hey, man, I got to, you know, I've told you I'm running this ISO, so I'm pretty busy nowadays.
Do you guys get Christmas off?
Yeah, actually, we do. We got Christmas off, and I think the president mandated the 24th as a holiday, so
We
have that off.
You mean the president?
The president.
The president.
Or the Secretary of the Air Force, somebody high above my pay grade.
Must be Bush didn't want to come in.
So. Right.
Are you ready for some football?
Right.
I've been ready for some football. I figured I'd call in and say happy holidays in case I didn't see you guys on Sunday.
Hey, how did things work out for you last Sunday with the kids and the weather?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you go to the game?
No, that's...
They're going to this game.
I was about to say, don't tell me you got the things for the wrong game.
No. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I should have just... anyway, I should have just FedExed those tickets out then.
Yeah.
I'm all mixed up. See, I get all mixed up with these games.
Oh, I was about to say, I was like, oh, Fred, I hope you didn't buy tickets and get the tickets for the wrong game.
No. Miami.
Now I'm with Tom.
Yeah.
Miami.
What is, you're spiraling out of control.
I got some business to take care of here with Lucky. That's all right. All right. Yeah. So that's this week. Good.
Yeah, that's this week. We'll be up there. We'll be up there early on Sunday.
Okay, good. So. All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Yep, happy holidays. Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What happens with the dog tags? You never wanted them, huh?
No, I do. I just haven't had a chance to get back to you yet. I still have that email. You know, it's the Christmas season, Lucky. I've been busy. You know, you got the shopping. But I'll definitely get back to you on that. I don't know my blood type.
Bowl games.
You know, how do you not know your blood type?
Because I don't care.
Yeah, but you're supposed to, you need to know that.
Why?
I know.
What if you need a transfusion?
I don't know mine either.
Well, they can test it.
Well, okay.
All right.
Listen. I've had a good run. If it's time for me to go, I'm ready.
You said I had a good run.
But I'll definitely get in touch with you about that.
All right. Wait. Where's Andy?
He's coming
upstairs.
Down.
He's pretending. When you don't work all week, Lucky, you got to cram everything in on Friday. That's what happens.
Oh,
to Andy.
Is that how they're going? Yeah. He's cramming everything in.
Why are you?
Yeah. Or he's or he's out in the car with Lori. One or the other.
Oh.
That's probably where he is.
Yeah.
I'm not Andy. Fuck him off some damn. I think there is an affair going on. It's all right, though.
Yeah. I'm convinced of it.
Oh, I guaranteed.
Yeah.
If I had a gun to my head, I would say yes.
You do join Dick for a little while.
I'm surprised you still listen to the show.
All right.
Well, y'all take care. I got to drive back. I just went to go pick up lunch, so I figured I'd call while I go get some food.
All right.
Merry Christmas,
Thanks, Lucky. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for checking in, Lucky.
Good to hear from you.
Happy Festivus.
Lucky in Western Mass working on all those Air Force jets. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Guys, I tuned in just for a little snippet of Belichick today, and I hear all this
Andy
laughing.
Hart brought the house
laughing
down.
And all this.
He'll probably be working at ESPN by the end of the week.
What happened at the press conference today?
Andy Hart.
With Bill Belichick.
In all seriousness, one of the funniest moments that I can recall at a press conference.
Well, what happened?
Andy Hart. Well, it was Andy's moment. I think we should let
our
him
listeners
talk.
Well, need to know.
It's typical Andy because apparently I don't have a filter. I asked Bill about that YouTube clip of him making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right, the stuff they
But did. Everybody else was like shocked that I asked him.
I wasn't shocked at all. I was just surprised that you asked.
I wasn't like shocked that you asked him, like saying like, "Oh, we're going to get in trouble." I just
bam,
it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like you know,
yeah.
It was the final
it was Friday.
Final question, and Andy goes, "What about that YouTube video?"
Every Friday, when it gets to that slow point, especially today, all that was special teams and not like. Vince Wilfork, street smart.
Friday press conference
suddenly beating people up.
Should be abolished.
Right.
Terrible.
So I asked him about that clip because it's become, it was on the Weiner line. I've had it in my email a couple times. It's pretty well circulated.
Did you see it, Fred?
Yeah,
but if somebody else asked
it,
wouldn't you be surprised? Like, out of.
Probably.
Just
well,
but actually, he makes a lot of sense with putting the peanut butter on both halves of the bread.
That's a game time decision.
But no, but
because you get more peanut butter.
He was good.
Bill was very, very good.
His usual giddy self, which
is
funny to say.
He's been in a good mood all year with the media. I think he knows that there's no possible way they lose a game. Once they beat the Colts, and he did that like little thing that he did with his arms in the air, I think he said, that's all. That was the one.
I'm back,
well,
baby.
Well, if anyone wants to, see it, it's on Patriots.com right now. It's
it
up
is?
There. Yeah, sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's all up there.
Not the YouTube clip.
No, not the YouTube
clip.
Yeah,
that's what I thought you meant.
The press conference. The press conference is up there complete with Andy's
questions.
Instead of
going
there, go to YouTube and watch the
video. Well, the thing that impressed me is you followed up. you had some follow-up
questions. I'm a
bulldog.
I'm a bit of a bulldog.
So that was good. You didn't let him off the hook.
Bill Belichick's peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Do the peanut butter jelly!
I actually had another follow-up that I decided was going a little too far, because I asked him, I said, did it make its way to your email? And he said yes, and
right.
He said that and a few others, and I'm thinking,
what
I wonder what those are.
Well,
but I didn't want to...
So you
don't want to roll the dice too many times with him.
After you listen,
while you're ahead.
Yeah.
After the show's over, check out the press conference on Patriots.com.
But you didn't get an Andy, which I was happy about.
But it
well, just
it was
it
very
like
funny.
It's just
though.
Mics these days.
But a lot of mics.
Just
a mics
and
mics
Toms.
Lately.
He gets Tom Curran. Gets
well,
over.
Tom's got his stand-up comedy act.
Going on. You know, Tom, how long does it take you?
Right. He hasn't asked a legitimate question in weeks.
Right.
Everything that he's asked in the last 3 weeks.
How many points you need to break the record? No, and I don't want to know. It's less than 40.
And I'm not criticizing
him. I don't want to know.
Yeah. He's very funny.
But outside of the press conference, Bill's giving him stuff he's not giving anyone else. Like, I didn't give the Jets permission.
What?
He gave that to Tom Curran.
Okay.
I didn't read that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
permission?
About.
Permission?
Yeah, to tape.
To tape.
Remember Mangini said
that was Curran.
Wow, really?
I didn't
no
know
one really does
read that
website because I've never heard this.
I mean, you talk about just, you know, languishing in obscurity. I haven't heard one person say that.
Wow. Really?
How long ago was that?
It was last week.
It was last week. Wow.
Remember when
place.
Mangini said they gave us the permission? Well, Belichick actually came out and said, I never gave
I never
poor
gave
Tom Curran.
Permission.
No one reads that. Might as well
did not see that
Patriots Football Week.
Yeah, maybe he'll get a job at ESPN.
I have not seen that
it
one.
It was all over AP, ESPN. MSNBC.
Didn't see it on ESPN, that's for sure. MSNBC, that's the same company.
Wow.
And they said Jason Veritek was on roids, right?
Right. Same languishing in obscurity.
Because it's funny, we were just talking with Tom about, I was asking him, how does MSNBC compare to other sites in terms of hits and readers? And I said, forget ESPN, because that's obviously the top.
Right.
And I said, even forget, and we started going down Fox and CBS, and apparently they trail well behind even Patriots.com.
He said he's sure that they're well behind Patriots.com.
But like Fox, I don't even know that they have a website. I've never
gone
to Fox.
Fox has been getting a lot of play, the FoxSports.com.
Has it? I don't go there.
It's another website I've never been on.
Every once in a while I hear that Czarnecki guy saying something.
But that's the only time is when someone says so-and-so, and I find a link. I don't even go to find it. Someone will send me a link or something that someone wrote.
It's like GNC, it's like CNN, where you go into ESPN.com. That was the first, you know what I mean? If you want to look for something, you go for ESPN.com.
Plus, I know if it's reasonably big, they're just going to pick it up and say, of course, according to Fox Sports.
According to Len Pasquarelli.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Len Pasquarelli
is
no, they do that sometimes.
ESPN?
Yes.
Oh, they're known for that.
I do
no,
not
I know
see
they
very
do.
Often
I know they're known for that. But.
Yeah.
So I don't go to those sites.
All right. Web radio at Patriots.com.
That's interesting how we all missed that.
Right. It's the BBPBJ.
I could have sworn Tom Curran was standing in front of us in the press box, and one of you guys said, Tom, was that yours? The Belichick quote.
It must have been Tom because Tom's the only one that knew about it.
He was standing right in front of us when on Sunday when somebody in our row asked him that. He goes, "Yeah, that was mine." So
I don't know.
Anyway.
All right.
By the way, Howard Ball's are really mailing it in this week in our paper, huh?
How can you tell this week as opposed to any
other? Because usually he fills it with quotes, but they're usually quotes from players or coaches or somebody in the NFL. This week he just cut and pasted a 5 paragraphs from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and ran them. I mean, he credited the writer, but should we send our check to this guy from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution?
Yeah. We won't be having him to kick around much longer.
All right.
We're going in a different direction next year.
Jesus,
yeah.
He sucks.
We're going big time next year. We got a lot of announcements for next year.
We do?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
I don't know.
Webradiopatriots.com. Now, today is our Christmas show. We've got Dan Heffron's poem.
We got John on the line.
Oh, John in L.A. John, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Sorry about that.
What's up, John?
It's all right. I'm enjoying listening to you guys.
Good.
What's up?
You're the one.
Exactly. I was just calling to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I felt like I should call in on the Christmas show, for God's sake.
Yes, you got to.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks, John.
Merry Christmas to you.
I really do like to make a huge difference to those of us who aren't in the earshot. So,
well, you know, that makes that's why we do this. That makes us feel good to know that we're helping out Patriots Nation.
The money's nice, the food is nice, but really when a caller calls from their heart and expresses that's why we do it.
I think I'm going to cry.
I hear that's Andy saying that. I don't believe you.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, no, he's lying.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't really care about
you. I don't believe half the crap I say.
I just think you guys are all awesome in your own way, and I know that sounds gay, but...
yes, it does.
A little
Fred's
bit.
Sort of, I know, but, I mean, Fred's sort of like the fan that keeps us, you know, that he's a little bit more out there than the others. But
right. I keep hope alive.
He's a little bit more
the smart cynics that keep us on the straight and narrow, and Andy's hilarious. And
right.
tremendous.
Andy's Thank
the,
you.
Andy's the clown.
The only thing is,
and Andy's the one who will be on ESPN because of all the witty comments
right.
he makes.
The only thing is, you can always tell when Andy's lying because, like, this vein pops up on his forehead that looks like the Mississippi River going down through America.
Hi, can I have a quick
Where else
question?
Would it go through?
Go ahead.
Sure, John.
Who in God's name asks for a Bible for their secret Santa?
One of our listeners.
A religious person.
No,
yeah.
I know, but...
You think you
I mean,
have one, but
right.
you ask for a Bible from Secret Santa. Don't you already have a Bible?
Well, maybe he's going through something. Maybe he's like a recovering alcoholic or a sex offender.
I
and
also
he,
wasn't aware that you asked for a specific gift for Secret Santa.
Unless you're
well,
me.
You're supposed to list down your top.
Yeah, we didn't play. Oh, okay. You're supposed to have a card right. with six
See,
gifts
that's another reason why I didn't do it, because I don't
yeah.
know how.
Right. Some did unsolicited, Tom.
Next year you should make a list of all your things, and we have to guess whose list it is.
Okay.
There you go.
And
That's
listeners will have to fill it. Is that the idea?
That'll be part of our yeah. Christmas show next year.
Right. Yes.
Start exactly. planning ahead.
Let's face it, we'll all be here.
All right, well, have a great holiday, everybody.
Okay,
okay.
John
Thanks,
in LA.
John.
For everything.
John in LA.
So, when's the storytelling time, Brett?
I'm gonna do Chris's now.
Right now, there's a dork in the media workroom who was just talking on Bill's podium, thinking no one but the people in the workroom could see it. And obviously, we're in a radio studio and we can see it. So,
well, when are
Mr.
we
Kraft,
telling our
fire.
Stories?
Who is that guy?
I want to get this one out of the way.
Okay.
And then we'll get into our stuff. We got to talk a little Patriots, too.
Really?
And then after
music?
The top of the hour, we'll do Dan Heffron's story.
Yeah, I would say don't call today. We don't need to hear from you.
Well, you can do whatever you want. It's their show.
It's a free form. Hey, supposedly we got food coming, by
What
the way.
Kind?
I don't know.
Should
All right.
be something special. It's Christmas. It's our holiday show.
I was going to buy food eggnog. For Christmas, and apparently the food's coming.
Oh. That's likely.
Do they sell eggnog anywhere? McDonald's
If it doesn't
eggnog.
Come, I'll buy.
By the way, I ripped you. When he said that, I ripped you.
Why?
All right.
Because you said that a couple
I
weeks
ago. I got the old
right,
credit card
right
after
here. We got
Let's
food.
Let's do it,
buddy. That's the same thing I did. I said, I got my wallet and everything, but hey, it's coming. I'm sorry.
All right. So every year, Dan Heffron sends
we
us a
We have a competing
Christmas
poem, Andy. You
but
weren't
this
here.
Year, Chris in the Bronx has sent us his own version.
Well, this is America. Competition brings
right.
out the best.
So yeah. I want to read Chris's.
And let's be honest. Dan Heffernan kind of, he bit the weenie last
Ooh.
Year. So.
All he right. bit the weenie. Eric would have sucked.
So let's start with Chris from the Bronx, and then after the top of the hour, we'll do Dan Heffron's.
Because he is the defending champ, so he gets the final.
This is Chris. "'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through Gillette, the writers were laughing and drinking, I'll bet. Perillo was there, but said nary a peep, as his EEI show had put himself to sleep. Casale, by contrast, was being less quiet, talking of wipes in his new low-carb diet. And Andy? Now, who would have thunk, despite his being Irish, was not quite yet drunk? We must mention Fred to ensure we haven't dropped him. He's hoping that someday Bob Kraft will adopt him."
Freds are always the best.
"And Gary, our Gary, who's such a good egg, he does us the favor of blowing up Craig. They'll talk about subjects too numerous to mention, then argue and bicker when there's too much tension. Emailers and callers from Sydney to Cape Cod all ask, can you please talk about some football? God! Lomo is back, the fans all say in chorus. If that's true, then why do we miss Sammy Morris? Moss going to the Super Bowl. Some say Welker oughta. Alas, he was bumped by TJ Houshmandzadeh. The Pats O-line is the best. That's easy to say. Hence, so many games get played on NBC. The defense has been strong. Sound the celebration. Junior Seau's been solid since his graduation. Mike Vrabel's been tough, and Vince Wilfork's a beast. And Samuel's got 6 interceptions at least. But the O has been key, and it's led with a palm by hardworking New England hero named Tom. That chin made of granite, that smile bright as day. I don't care if Andy says that I'm... rhymes with hay. We are lucky.
I was just thinking that too as he was talking about his chin.
We are lucky as fans. Where happened? We are lucky as fans, and here's why that's true. We all get to listen to PFW. Thanks for all your hard work and for getting it done. Here's looking to 2008 and more fun. So that's
well
Chris
done.
In the
well done. Very well done.
Excellent.
Very good.
Good job.
Excellent, Chris.
Fred only stumbled a couple times.
Yeah. So I was actually talking to Fred.
Oh. Oh, that's C. That's C.
How about
yeah.
a Ted Nation round of applause?
All right. So that was Chris in the Bronx. After the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have the annual submission by Dan Heffron.
Good.
So.
And Dan, you can't get anything by Dan. If you said something back in February, Dan's got it.
It's amazing. Right.
He's got it.
Right.
So.
He keeps notes. I don't know how he does it.
He'll say something about each of the four of us that even we don't remember.
Right.
Guaranteed.
Well, to be fair, with your little thingy now, he probably can. Don't you have something where you can type
little
stuff?
Thingy?
Yeah, but Dan's got it covered. He doesn't need
he
that.
He needs research.
Leave Fred's little thingy out of it.
You know what I mean.
Some people,
why is it always going
to
be vulgar?
Why do you
with
have
you?
To be fixated on his thingy?
Some people may, you know, take the shortcut and use that, but Dan, he's old school. He's got the
he
notes.
Listens.
He's got everything.
All right. So anything else? Guys in the locker room today?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Troy Brown talked.
That's a good sign.
So he's playing and he's breaking the record?
But he's still, you know, you can tell he's been here for a while.
Right.
I'm just doing what I can, just thinking about, you know, someone said you're thinking about this, you know, could be your last home game. I'm just thinking about getting out to practice, man. You know what I mean? And oh, and Moss yucking it up with Santonio Thomas. I'll tell you what he said off the air. I can't say it on the air. But it's just another thing, like, I mean, going back and forth, and then Santonio Thomas getting up and going to his locker, like, you know, going, it's amazing.
And
you
Rashad know, Moore going at it with Asante Samuel, laughing it up like they've been together for 35 years.
For those people who say, well, what's so amazing about Moss interacting with his teammates, you don't see Tom Brady doing that.
Right.
You don't see Tom Brady and Ray Ventrone, John.
Right.
And Moss came in as the guy, you know, well, is he going to fit in? Unbelievable.
Couldn't fit in better.
All right.
Another light locker room, Fred. Just
the Dolphins are in a whole heck of a lot of trouble.
I mean,
I can't
a lot
get
of
enough money on the Patriots.
Maybe that hang
smiles,
100 thing will be
laughs,
this week.
A lot of smiles. Just, I think they're in a very good place.
Think Bill Parcells will travel with the team?
No.
No. And Bill Belichick didn't want to talk about Bill Parcells. Not in a standoffish way. He just said.
He said, I don't think he'll have any.
But I don't
do
think he
had.
Why? I mean, it doesn't have any relevance to this game.
No.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't. Like, I don't think he wanted to. I get the same impression that you did. I don't think he wanted to talk about that at all.
Right.
I was actually going to ask him what I. You know, after your coaching days are done, could you ever envision yourself running an organization?
Paul, I'm
just trying to beat the Dolphins.
I got the impression that he didn't have any thoughts at all about that. So I kept that one to myself. But what do you guys think? You think he would ever have any plans to run an organization?
You know, I don't think
no.
so, Paul.
He likes
I think he likes to break down film. He's a coach. He doesn't strike me as someone who wants to deal, because to be in Parcells' situation, you got to deal with all the bull
right.
crap, and he doesn't like dealing with bull crap.
I think he really enjoys the strategy of coaching.
Yeah, he loves it.
I could see him
You're not eating my chicken parm sub this week again.
I know. This week? It was yesterday.
Whenever.
I could see him, not the media side, but like what Gil Brandt does, like the combine, just being around football
being
players
around
somehow.
Football,
I don't
watching film.
Yeah, something like that.
But he's, see, that's why I don't think this thing with Parcells is going to work the way Parcells wants it to work, or the way Huizenga wants it to work. Because
I think the way Parcells wants it to work is for the check to
cash. Well, but here's the thing: I think Bill's always been about the money. That's true, but also about the camaraderie, being around the boys, teaching. You know, I don't want to toot my own horn, but one of the first things he ever told me about why he loves what he does is because he likes to teach. He likes to coach and teach. He's not going to be able to do that now. He's going to be in an ivory tower while somebody else is doing all that. So now all that's left is the money. And I got a feeling after
a
while.
Yeah, but maybe he has a new, like, he's trying to conquer new things, knowing that he can't. He doesn't really have the heart to coach anymore. And maybe he genuinely does want to try this and see how it's going to work.
Maybe.
I agree. Yeah. I agree in the sense that he gets bored awfully quick. So if he doesn't like it after the first year or so, it's going to go extremely bad.
And this whole thing about, you know, he made Huizenga agree or write, you know, put in writing he's not going to sell the team. I got a really strong feeling that there's some outs on that too, because I know Huizenga wants out. Now selling the team, I'm sure it doesn't mean he can't sell 49% of the team and still retain 51%.
Well, like,
but I know Huizenga wants out.
Modell did with
Biscotti. But I know he wants out. So, you know, 2-3 years
and
from
this,
now,
it just raises the value. Having
right.
Parcells there. I'm just saying it makes it more attractive.
It certainly helped with the Patriots.
You don't think
when Orthwine signed Parcells, it helped with the value for the Patriots?
It does. You don't agree with it?
I do agree with
it. Oh, okay. You look a little hesitant to.
Well, It's less if he's an executive vice president than he is head coach.
But listen, it's more than if he's not there.
I know, but a head
coach. Let's put this to rest right now. He's never going to agree with it, Fred.
Yeah, I know.
It's because it's Parcells, it's the Dolphins. That's the only reason why. So that's it.
Okay.
It's true.
All right.
The microphone is to your right.
Kevin from St. Mary's says, hope lunch gets there early enough. So Kevin is our benefactor today. Thank you, Kevin, very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Kevin.
Out of St. Mary's, Georgia.
Thanks for saving me $50.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Between the paper and the podcast, you keep me and many other fans very entertained. Tom, excellent job on Sports Tonight last night. You didn't seem nervous at all. It looked like you took over the show during your segment. Andy, you did a great job yourself the other night, and I didn't mean to make it out like you were toning it down for your appearance. They just didn't give you enough time to get on a roll. As far as the game this weekend, what guarantees would you be willing to make?
The Patriots win.
Troy Brown scores.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Troy Brown scores a touchdown.
And Eric's here.
How you doing, Fred?
Eric, what news do you bring?
Well, we were just out of practice. They were back on the field again, the field turf. Adalis Thomas was back, sort of. He was out there in a helmet and sweatpants and a sweatshirt. It looked like he might have had his shoulder pads underneath those. It was hard to tell because he was on the far end of the field. But
yeah,
he was out there. He didn't really look like he was
Ty
doing
Law
all that much.
Dress like that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
And he was Thomas was a team decision this week already.
That
so
was totally taken out of context.
Was Harrison out there?
Harrison was back out there. Everyone was back out there except Yates, Kyle Brady, and Randall Gay was added to that missing list for some reason. We'll find out, obviously, later today when that participation report comes out, but that was a little peculiar. Everyone else was back and out there in a very loose mood, it looked like. Guys kind of, you know, joking around as they usually do during stretching and having a good time. They worked a little bit on kick returns again, kickoffs. And once again, they did that trick onside kick with Gostkowski where he just sort of taps the ball. You know, we talked about that last week a little bit. They worked on one of those again.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about trick plays.
Well, when I go like this with my hand across my neck, that means stop talking about that.
That's why I said we talked about it last week.
Pull out, for God's sakes.
I did. You're used to.
All right.
I know you're more used to penetration. You're like Phil Jackson.
There he goes.
Okay, here we go.
There he goes.
Well, you know, why do you have to do
that? Uh-oh, I got the sign from Gary, though. Whoa.
You know, I happen to know that we have a fairly large gay listenership.
That's fine.
And so.
Good.
And
that
so
one,
you know,
big guy.
Why would you want to offend that
Fred? You know, I watch Fred, the WNBA.
Right. So why not offending him? I'm okay with that
Fred,
lifestyle.
Fred, obviously Andy has some repressed issues.
He
that
does.
Yes,
come
he
out.
Does.
Maybe I'm gay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't care if you are.
I don't care either.
But obviously,
either might.
Well, Tom, what'd you do with that bread, by the way?
Threw it out.
I think I'll throw
it out. You were going to eat it?
Well, somebody would have.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Oh, no one would have. You don't eat somebody else's bread.
People who accuse others of being gay are often covering up their own.
You can only take this charitable stuff so far, you know?
Shut up. What's her name? Not Marge. Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
My bread tastes stale.
Anybody we telling Christmas stories?
Well, it's just funny. A friend of mine who I used to live on Com Ave in Boston, and there was a Hadassah there. You know what a Hadassah
yes,
is?
Sure.
It's like a thrift shop, Jewish thrift shop. And one of my roommates brought in some old clothes. And she looks at the clothes, and she looks at him, and she goes, "Garbage we don't take." I thought that was funny. So, you know.
Gary, get that laugh
just
track
just because
ready.
They're homeless doesn't mean they want your crap, right? Or use
true.
Bread.
They're homeless. They're day old.
It's
the homeless
used
won't even
bread.
Touch them.
He didn't use
but
the
we
bread.
Tried to
well,
fool
yeah, but
by
it already
a
has his sauces
on top,
it from the sandwich.
He took the bread off the sandwich.
No, that's not right. You don't give people bread off your sandwich.
What
is this, medieval times? You know, we're throwing scraps of bread under
He's
the plate.
He's not throwing
for the...
it on the floor. He had it on,
let
on,
him eat
on
cake.
The plate.
Fred, Eric, I got to be honest. I don't really care about the homeless.
I'm not surprised
I'm
by
sorry.
That.
I'm sorry. You know, I feel kind of bad they don't have – I just don't care. You know, they don't affect my life, and I just – who cares?
Wow. Limousine over here.
No, I just – If I was homeless, I would care. Just like I wouldn't expect you guys to care about diabetes. Why would you care?
I care. No, you don't. I care because you have them.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you don't really care.
I kind of care because like six people in my family have it, and I'm saying there's a 50-50 chance. I'm going to.
No, I mean because I might. I really care because I have it. Now, if I was homeless, I would really care.
But, we don't want to get into the all society.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Exactly.
You know, the holiday spirit.
I kind of agree with Tom.
What?
Kind of agree with Tom. That doesn't surprise me either.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
This whole debate came up when Sean Taylor was killed, and every caller to WEEI had to say, first and foremost, my thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
No, they're not.
Right.
You're doing it because it's cliche. You're not really spending the rest of your day thinking about Sean Taylor's kids.
I agree with that.
I could care less.
Yeah. I'd rather you be
truthful. But I feel that's something different. I feel, though, when people are in a position to help those who are in a less fortunate position, I think the world's a better place when they do.
That's
it's that simple.
I agree. I'm agreement
do
with
you
that.
Help?
I do.
Okay. Well, if you do, because you're in a position.
Well, yeah, but you do what you can.
Right.
And
one I agree with that. One of the things you can do is not waste food when you have food.
Well, wait
that's
a
not
minute.
Wasted.
Now, wait a minute.
That's not
are
wasting
you talking
food
about bringing that food somewhere to some kind of shelter?
I would have eaten it so that it doesn't at least go to waste.
Oh, well, if you were going to eat it, that's different. But
that's
not
you. Crazier than crap. You know that?
Well, he has to get all technical. Why don't I just save the time and just throw the sandwich?
Fred, you're
in the
not
toilet.
Criticizing Tom.
No, I'm not.
Okay, good.
No,
because then I would have to talk. Takes a bite of pizza and throws.
Then
away.
We'd have to discuss that.
Right. Right. I mean, there is nothing that you're going to be able to do with the bread that Tom just threw away.
They won't
in terms of charity.
If
Eric was planning on eating it, then that's
charities
that's
have gotten
thing.
A little snobby, in my opinion. Like, you can't even give used toys anymore. It has to be brand new in package. Give me a big wheel that has a couple skid marks on it, and I'm a little kid, I'll take it.
It's in vogue because all the entertainers do it.
Right.
So that's all, you know.
Well, I agree with how Fred put it. You do what you can on stuff like that. You don't have to have, because, you know, I kind of agree a little bit with Tom on certain things. I mean, I think Tom takes it to an extreme, I'll admit.
No, I'm just saying that, what am I going to, I can't help the homeless, so I really don't care.
But, you know, we get solicited so much. You can't help everybody.
Right.
And I need to tell people, if you're in the fundraising business, when you send me something in the mail and I send you money, don't call my house. I hate that they think
that
gives
you. I agree with that.
They then call to thank you and say, well, would you like to.
Well, it's like the
alumni. No, I sent you a freaking check. Don't call me.
God forbid you give your alumni, you know, your school some money. They'll never leave you alone forever.
Forget about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't give them a cent.
They still don't have my address.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll hunt my parents down and kill them if they ever give it out. But.
Now, Eric Menendez over here.
One of those, you know, it's, I don't know. I got
Does
a call.
Mean Rich is Lyle?
We got a call last night.
Isn't that his other brother?
Yeah. We got a call last night from one of the charities, and it was one that we actually give to because I have a good friend whose wife.
Just send something in the mail.
You know, is stricken with this. I don't even want to say what it is because I don't want to give it a bad name. But anyway, we give every year, and we give a couple of $100 every year, which I think is, you know, for someone in my position, that's a sizable donation because I don't make a ton of money.
You're not Fred.
Now, but this woman, when she called last night, talked to my wife, and my wife explained that we give every year, and she was over the top. That is so thoughtful. Thank you so much. We're going to take you off the list. We'll never call you again. We appreciate you. Way over the top nice.
Right.
What more can you ask for?
It's funny. I never get to that because I hear this is so
and
so quick.
There's so many that are the opposite.
I don't answer the phone.
You know what I hate are those. You know, the police fraternal association.
I think those
they
are
don't
frauds.
Stop.
They are. Half
I
of
think
them
those
are
frauds. And I have, my brother-in-law is a cop.
Right.
So you know, it's not like I have this anti-police, you know, belief or anything like that. But I think those, you know, the police athletic leagues and brother,
frauds.
You know.
Fred, I'll tell you.
They'll
I'll
hit
tell
you
how
up every, if you donate to one of those, they'll hit you up every week.
I'll tell you how you stop that. You use your cell phone for your important stuff. And then you never use your home phone unless you, like, my mother, you guys, Allison, you all have my cell phone number. So if the phone rings at home, it can't be anybody of any importance. So I don't answer it.
That's a good point.
Well, you know, you have
if it's
user ID.
Yeah, and if it's important, they leave a message, and I call right back.
Right.
All right. Kevin is on the phone. Kevin is, thank you so much for the today's sustenance.
No problem, fellas.
Thanks,
Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kev.
You're welcome. Hey, I had a quick question about the Pro Bowl. Is it kind of like baseball where at the last second one of the coaches or players can vote one more player in?
There's a need player for the coach, and it's limited
Matt Light
to
last year.
Yes,
Matt Light was an injury replacement.
Yeah, he was an injury replacement. There's a 43rd or there's an extra player the coach picks. I think it's usually limited to like four or five positions, like a long snapper, or usually it's one of those kind of guys, a return man. And it's the guy can pick it the last week there, the guy who lose, you know, Tony Dungy per se.
Hasn't that been a long snapper pretty much?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be. I think there's a group of five positions because he could have like a linebacker long snap, but it'll be Tony Dungy probably picking that player.
Well, I was looking at Willie Parker with his broken leg last night, so I figured that was probably Fred Rody? Taylor's.
Well, he'll get replaced in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
there are like three alternates named or four alternates named, and they go in order.
Now, I don't believe Taylor was next in line, though. I think that was the argument. Like, people were mad not that he didn't make it.
Was it LT and Adai, the other two?
Yeah, LT and Adai. And yep. I don't believe Taylor was next because that's, I think, what people were complaining about, was that Fred Taylor was not next in line.
Who's who was that? Who it is.
I think it's McGahey.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I think that's who was next.
I guess one good game against the Patriots put you in the Pro Bowl.
Apparently.
Okay.
Could argue he's had better than Willie Parker.
Kevin, thank you.
All right, Kevin, thank you
You're
very
the best.
Much.
All right, take care.
St. Mary's, nice. Georgia.
Excellent job, Kevin. Thank you.
Phil in Nova Scotia says, with apologies, here is my lame contribution to your Christmas show, a joke that at least Andy may enjoy. What is the difference between Paul and Eric? One is a humbug and the other is a bum hug.
Well done. I did enjoy it, but everybody seemed to.
Except Eric.
It's kind of funny, Eric.
It's kind of funny.
Rob,
you're a character
that
now.
That was more than kind of funny.
You're a character now. Just run with it.
Thanks to you. I am.
I mean, that guy on, what's that show with the man and the woman and the gay guy in the apartment building? Son of a bitch.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, Three's Company.
No. It's more modern. It's a girl and two guys.
Oh, Dharma and Greg? Yeah. No,
they were
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace.
You're the gay guy in Will and Grace. He's not really gay.
Yeah,
he's an actor.
Fred's kind of the kooky guy. Andy's the funny guy. I'm the rant guy. Paul's the guy that doesn't like anything. And you're the gay guy.
Imagine Tom is telling someone else they're the guy that doesn't like
everybody, every show. Have you watched reality TV?
Yes,
there's got to be a gay guy.
I know.
You're the gay guy. Or the guy that everybody assumes is gay and tries to tell him he isn't.
Yeah, we couldn't get a black guy, so we had to get a gay guy.
Right.
One or the other.
First of all, you have to understand that Andy decides what everybody is anyway, and that's your character. For better or worse, just accept it.
I have accepted it. You even said yesterday that, you know, I've been more likable.
You've been good. You've been taking it pretty well lately. Yes.
And Andy's Ricky Schroeder.
I was just going to say, where are you taking it, Andy?
Andy's Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah. He's a land bear.
Silver spoons.
Right.
Yeah. We all got given a house with 50 acres.
And a mule.
By the way,
he's only acres and a mule.
Did you talk about Secret Santa at all? Because I was dropping hints all last week about those Bose headphones. And what does Fred go and get for
Yes, Fred pulled a mic. For those who watch The Office, he pulled a Michael Scott. Michael Scott bought a $300 video iPod for a $20 Secret Santa.
I got 30% off
so
on that in the
Fred,
30%?
It's a well, first of all, it doesn't matter. First
of
all, it's $20. And I thought I was going over the limit when I gave Fred a $25 gift card.
So Fast Pro.
Yeah, to
and
Bass
you bought
Pro.
The little tin.
And I bought the little
tin. I like the tin.
So
the
it came
nice.
Close to $30, and I'm
What's
thinking, boy, I'm really going to earn brownie points. Fred comes in with a set of $100 Bose headphones. Now, that's not fair, Fred, because now I want to get you next year.
Well, you know, work hard
at plus,
that.
I wanted
you
the Bose headphones.
But you ain't
got them for
it's
Jen.
Worth paying somebody $40 in cash just to get Fred's gift. Right.
You made everybody look bad.
Did I?
That's what you did.
Eh.
That's what you did. You spent more than... You
can make up another day, another dollar for Fred.
You can make up for it by getting me those.
You spent five times as much money as everybody else. You made everybody look bad.
Yeah, but that's all right. What am I supposed to
You're out next year. You're out.
You could have taken that money and bought everybody gifts outside of Secret Santa.
Or gotten the person who wanted the Bose headphones.
No, I count on you.
Will you shut up? Go buy them. They're $100. They're not $1,000.
I got 30% off.
You get 30% off.
I count on you to go to the movies once a year.
I haven't used those once.
Yeah, don't count on that this year.
No. It's okay, Fred. I don't use them.
I haven't been to the movies since like the late 70s anyway.
Yeah, I think the last
we have someone
movie
on the phone, Gary.
Porky's.
Breaking Away.
Okay. Robin Ashburn says, Merry Christmas, everyone. Too, I saw Tom Casale was on Fox Sports News last night. Was Eddie Andelman not available?
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel. What can I say?
Take it the other
PFW
way.
PFW coming
taking
out.
Over.
We're taking over, Fred. PFW Power Hour yesterday on Comcast Mohegan Sun Sports.
We're now angling to get our own show on there.
We've arrived.
Oh, Dan in Delaware is on the phone right now. Dan, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Try not to yell this time. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're supposed to say Happy Holidays, Dan.
No, you're not.
Merry Christmas.
No, Merry Christmas.
It's Christ Mass. Right. That's right.
And I would reiterate Merry Christmas as well.
And Happy Hanukkah to anyone who's a Hanukkah guy.
Right.
And like, Happy New Year, too.
Fred.
Oh, Fred, you're not Jewish?
No.
Oh.
Merry Christmas, then.
Okay.
Hey, you know, I just got finished listening to yesterday's show. I'm going to listen to today's show while I'm driving to Boston, by the way.
Excellent.
I'll be headed right through Foxborough to visit Mom.
Where are you going? Whereabouts?
My daughter in the back.
Well, it'll be snowing.
I'll let the state troopers know.
Yeah, well, thanks, because I drive pretty fast.
It just started snowing, by the way.
Yeah, it snows here 24 hours a day now. I don't know if you...
There are flurries out there.
You think you drive fast, but Andy just went by you.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up in Boston, you know, you'd be going 80 down the highway, and the cops would come up behind you and put the lights on to get you to move over so they could drive faster.
Yeah,
that's Andy Hart.
Yeah, now that's it.
Dukakis ruined all that. He hadn't actually...
He's ruined a lot of things.
Yeah. Two things from yesterday's show. One of them is you had guys calling in defending Maroney. How the heck can you defend Maroney?
But even they couldn't really, because when we asked them sort of telling questions, all of them were half-assing their defense of Maroney. They didn't really have to
get him some help next year if they lost Moss and Stallworth.
The facts cannot be disputed. He's been in the league 2 years. He's a 700-yard a year back. That's the facts. You can't dispute him
so far. Yeah.
Two years.
They're going to call in big time, you know, at the end of this weekend. Maroney's going to have, 70, 90 yards. He's going to rip one for, like, 40 yards. It's going to be most of his running.
That would be great if he did that.
Well, I was going to say, if he did that, maybe even I would start to let him out of my doghouse.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting for is some big plays.
He just can't get to the second level to do it. Hey, it's Christmas. Let me be a nice guy. You know what? He's a perfect back for the Patriots because he's light enough for the offensive line to pick up and carry him.
That's true. That's
true. Logan Mankins can put him over his shoulder and carry him through there for him.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you kind of a personal question? You don't need to answer it if you don't want to.
That's all right.
All right, you were telling us about your Secret Santa thing.
Yeah.
And you were saying, you know, you're kind of a religious person, and someone gave you a Bible for Secret Santa.
Right.
Wouldn't like people assume that you already have a Bible? That's a lot
point.
Of our listeners want to know that.
I think they do. Yeah, it's foremost on their mind. No, what it is I usually keep an extra one to give away to somebody.
So you re-gift the Bible?
You're re-gifting?
No, I'll be studying a Bible with somebody because they'll have a question about it. Mm. And a lot of times when you know, you talk about something in the Bible and you sit there and you open it up and you show them what it says and they get interested in it and then you ask them, well, do they have one? And a lot of times they don't, or they have an old King James version that they really can't read well. So I have a version that's more readable and I give it to them.
Okay. All right, so you're always looking for extra Bibles is the answer.
It's got the King James version, like Lieutenant Kendrick.
Yeah. That's,
what's
that's
the new
tough
one?
To read for some people.
Okay.
Well, it's just
the NIV
English
is probably
a little
the easiest
more
to
modern.
Understand. You know, the NASB is the one I read. It's a little bit more true to the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. But
don't they have that other one, the Good News one?
Yeah, I don't really like that translation as much.
Okay. They should make a movie.
So anyways, you know, we're talking about the Bible, too. This is probably God's way of telling me, hey, you shouldn't be talking about this kind of stuff. But I had to bring up, anyway, this is where everyone's going to lose respect for me, which is a good thing. Yesterday, he spent a lot of time talking about Jeff Garcia's penis.
No, Andy did.
Andy was fixated on those
things.
And
we didn't spend a lot of time. Spend more time than we should have.
Now that I remember it, I think, Fred, you were the one that said he must have a prodigious one.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
That was you.
His wife? Oh, my God, she's unbelievable.
Dan goes from the Bible to Jeff Garcia's penis.
Well, you know what? And it just had me thinking. I'm a single dad, and I've got a friend of mine who's a single mom, and we both have 6-year-old girls. And one of you guys said, well, you know, penis and vagina, shouldn't you teach your kids to say those words? Because somebody said, hey, there might be kids listening. And I was just thinking that my friend actually taught her daughter to say vagina. Like, you know, just is like, that's what it is. It's called a vagina. And now everywhere she goes, she's telling people, hi, I have a vagina.
Boy, I didn't think that story was going there.
So, you know, you might want to hold off on teaching your kids those kind of words until they're a bit older. You know, what I tell my daughter is, that's not how a lady talks, and that's not what a lady asks about.
Right. That happened in my kindergarten class. There was a girl who was taught that by her family.
A lot of vagina.
Well, kindergarten, she was going around telling all the boys
in
the class
that
she had one.
With having Andy as a father, that's probably not the worst thing young Jackson Hart will be saying in second grade.
No. He's in trouble.
Well, I'm really looking forward to church Sunday, to tell you the truth. I'm going from a very conservative southern church where, you know, we're very Bible-based, to the church that I grew up in where my mom goes, which is an Episcopal church headed by a gay priest.
There you go.
Eric?
It's Christmas. You want me to blow the guy up by talking going to church?
Yeah. No, he's talking about Eric leading the Mass this week.
All right.
Eric's looking into the priesthood.
I am not doing no such thing.
He thought
don't
there was a rumor against
being
all of a sudden Gary Santa Claus.
Don't believe
well,
anything
you know,
that comes
Tom
out
is a man in a cloth, but it's those wipes.
Yes.
Cloth wipes.
All right, well,
God,
you guys have
those.
A great Christmas.
All right, Dan.
You too, Dan.
Have a safe drive.
Thanks for calling it, Dan from Delaware.
Effortlessly weaving between penises and vaginas and Bibles and...
That's why people are entertained.
That's right, it's
everybody.
Been a great Christmas show so far.
I still think it's funny that a guy that carries two Bibles with him at all times
I wanted
listens.
Christmas stories.
Well, I just like wanted stories. To finish up Robin Virginia's email. He says, you guys were snickering that Tom Brady was a Sporting News Sportsman of the Year. Well, what's wrong with being a Sportsman of the Year with a magazine that isn't sold in any major bookstore in America? You know, being funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And finally, you had one television commercial for Patriots Football Weekly years ago. Why haven't you done another?
That's Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
We used to have a lot of them.
Yeah. Back when players would do stuff for
nah,
us.
And back when Fred cared.
Basically,
let's be honest.
Basically, the line of demarcation came when Bill Belichick came.
You know, I used to have Chris Slade and Willie McGinnis and Curtis Martin do commercials for
it's
us.
Back when you were
Chad
aggressive.
Eaton. Chad
Eaton
did
one
for
us. Yeah, yeah.
When you had aggressive thinking.
Aggressive thing, you know, feel free to think, you know, feel free
that's
to think.
That's not one of Tom's strong points.
You know what's
I'm not here to think.
I was waiting for the tick, tick, tick moment with Fred, and there it was.
That's that kind of gets to him. I've noticed that. That's why I keep doing it.
I guarantee
feel
you.
Feel free to think.
I guarantee you there's a guy we could get to do a commercial.
There probably is.
And he's a guy that's been in major commercials.
I'm not sure. Actually,
Russ Hochstein.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's a Visa spokesman. We could get him.
Honestly, though, unless you're running
the
commercial over and over and over again, I don't know the value of TV commercial for selling subscriptions to a newspaper.
But couldn't we get it done in-house? We have a production place.
I'm saying unless you're going to run it over and over and over again.
Well, why
wouldn't
we?
I don't think that's just
we have a TV show. We could run it during that TV show. We could run it here on the big board during games.
There's only so much. Let's see. It's like you have to run it like that Verizon Razor thing with Mangini throwing in the car. How many times have we seen that commercial?
Well, they only have like three commercials on NFL Network.
I hate it. Mike and Sharon's on the phone. Mike.
Hey, guys. The first thing I wanted to talk about was the full pad practice all 3 days in a row. It kind of took me by surprise as well as the...
You're a little worn out?
...minutes of humble pie that they got on Wednesday.
Well, because despite what Fred thinks, the team hasn't played well in 3 of their last 4 games, and I think Bill needs to whip them back into shape.
Yeah, I sort of agree, but I was kind of surprised that happened this week and not after the Baltimore game where they seemed to get out-physicaled on the field.
They were probably also hurting.
Yeah, they needed the rest after the Baltimore game. You know, they did get out-physicaled a little bit in that game, and I think that Bill wisely eased back a little bit to give him a little bit of time to
And they had another physical game coming with the Steelers.
Short week.
That's not the as much as you might want to initially react and say I'm going to whip them into. That's not the time to do it. Now you're coming off a Jets game. You got the Dolphins. You got a little while before the playoffs. This might be a great week. And obviously, Bill felt that way to kind of get back to banging.
All right, that's Mike and Sharon. Mike always has
to play the role of Andy Hart.
An insightful observation about what's going on with the Patriots.
He
looks beyond the headlines.
Yes,
he always does. PJ says, I want to wish you guys a happy holiday season. You don't understand how important your show is. It gets me through my long drive to work and my walk through the college campus. I'm sure I speak for all of the listeners when I say thanks for keeping us entertained. Have a safe holiday, and I hope Santa brings us Patriots fans a 19-0 season. Keep up the great work.
Did we know he worked at a college?
I did not know that. But if we get another phone call today, I think Tom's going to have an aneurysm.
Stop calling. Do
We're
people
popular.
Think I'm kidding?
Why? What's
the matter?
What's wrong with that?
You just want to tell Christmas stories.
He wants to tell Christmas stories. Well, I mean, people are calling in just to say Merry Christmas. Who cares?
Oh, stop it, Tom. Bah humbug. James in where? Roanoke. James, how you doing?
In case you didn't know, it's James in Roanoke. Fred wasn't
Is
really
James?
On the mic.
Yeah, hey, James.
I didn't know. Y'all would be tired of the call by the time I get caught.
Nah, don't listen to Tom.
Don't listen to Tom. He's Scrooge McDuck.
Hey, I just wanted to call. And I heard that call from a guy down in Kuwait.
Yeah,
it was great that he called yesterday.
Yes.
I was glad to hear from him.
Were you here for that, Eric?
No, I wasn't.
We had a call from Kuwait from a gentleman in the military.
It's actually Al Fecto.
Really?
That's who it is.
I love that he got a chance to call.
That was Al Fecto?
Yeah.
He's in Kuwait?
He's in Kuwait,
Oh, he goes way back.
From Valdosta, Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah.
That prompted me to call and say, all the service personnel that's listening to yours, your webcast or whatever, I want to wish him a Merry Christmas, and thank you for doing all you can do to preserve our freedom.
Amen.
Ditto.
Well, we all feel the same way, especially Tom, I can tell.
Tom, this is the Christmas show.
Yeah.
No.
And,
this is a show. This is a show, right?
I'm calling in sick. That gives me an idea, though. You know, that gives me an idea, James, and I think we should do something to get this show on Armed Services Radio.
Yeah, that would be great.
You know?
You're the director of new media.
We're trying to get on Sirius. He's got no desire to do that.
Well, I think we got a better shot for Armed Services Radio.
We get money for that?
I don't know. But no,
y'all can send some of that snow down here because we really need moisture down here, man. It's really dry.
Yeah, you guys are hurting down there, huh?
Yeah, and we'll take it in any form. Snow, especially around this time of year.
Nothing for
so
the
I was going to say, Andy, are you
take
you
it in any form?
I take it in any form. I'll come down and piss on you.
Well, no, I just the moisture down
the
here.
Moisture, we'll take it in any form. Yeah. I mean,
I saw his eyes. Yeah,
he's asleep at the wheel.
A little bit. Sorry, James.
You eat your muffins. They're moist.
Right.
Yeah. One more thing. I keep hearing it everywhere now about the Patriots having a chance to win all the division games for the first time in their history.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Do you remember I'm the first one to know, let y'all remind y'all of that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Craig.
I thought that was right interesting. Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why you're one of our best listeners and best callers.
6-0 in the division.
Yeah.
Unless there's an upset.
I think you're going to do it. I think you're going to go undefeated.
Well, we all agree with you right now. Although Bill liked to point out that for the last 3 years, Patriots have won the first game, the Dolphins the second.
Right. I think the last time.
I don't have many skills in life, but one thing I'm great at is just getting people, because he didn't have no idea what to say there. If you say, oh, yeah, I remember that. He was waiting for us to say, no, I don't remember that.
That's James from Roanoke Rapids. Now, that sounds like a nice place to be from, Roanoke Rapids. You know?
Where's Vic from? Vic is from, what's the place Vic's from?
Vic who?
In Virginia.
Michael Vic?
Michael Vic.
Oh.
Newport News.
Newport News. That place is a hole.
That's bad.
Roanoke Rapids. What is that?
I don't know. It just seems like a nice.
It's like there's a river that runs through it.
Yeah,
rapidly.
Like
what about Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids sounds like a good place.
About Cedar Falls.
Cedar Falls sounds
Cedar
good.
Cedar Rapids sounds like one of those places like with the white picket fences.
But
and
isn't that, Cedar Junction is the prison.
Yes.
Right.
What do you got there, Fred?
Boy, did we just spin off quickly.
Let's see. Jason in Chiba says he wants to get us lunch next Friday, and if given time, he'll deliver it himself along with Christmas presents for the whole crew.
I love you, Jason.
So
you got it.
Gary,
is he coming here to shoot me?
Gary
doesn't
gonna,
like me much.
Isn't he in Japan?
Yeah, he's in Japan.
How's he going to deliver them?
Maybe he's coming home for the holidays.
Is that the guy that gives us the booze?
No, that's Anthony.
Anthony, I remember that you give us the booze. I don't confuse you with any other listener.
I could use some Bacardi.
I already asked for Grey Goose. He's sending it next week.
Yeah, well, I'm going to down really that is. Bottle of Jack Daniels on Monday, so send me some Bacardi.
Brian is
all
in Honolulu.
I don't need any.
Our Hawaii listener, and he says, thanks for another great year. The paper is such a gift to those of us outside New England. I especially enjoy the long pieces like Andy's Changing of the Guards and Eric's stories on assistance.
A lot of people enjoy my long piece.
He's back.
He was listening. he was listening that
Fred,
time.
Did you see the Globe stole our story but credited us this morning?
What, about what?
Just the Hannah Mankins thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they wrote, they put them together. Patriots Football Weekly got them together for
but
the
Mike
first
But Mike actually
time.
Included that. Andy,
nice.
Yeah, that was one of Andy's started. Better pieces. That and the tattoo story that lives on forever.
That one goes on forever. I've had the flight attendant?
Yeah. Stews, baby.
I wasn't sure what the right word there, but she asked if I was going to do an update. And I'm thinking next year maybe we'll do an update to that. Okay. New wave of tattoos.
Andrew Dice Clay likes to call them flying whores.
Dice K?
let's see. Brian also says, the radio show is great on many levels. It is great to hear from people with credentials beyond ex-players who run a cookout in the parking lot. My gifts. So he has
Fred
gifts
Steve.
For
Fred
all
Steve,
of us.
Yeah.
Tom, an end to the writer's strike so he will no longer have to leave the house. What does Toronto have that he can't get from TV?
Oh, it's awful. You can't find a show anymore. They're all repeats.
Andy, a vowel or two for the end of your last name. How does he get a byline without an Italian surname, you drunk? That's true.
What?
You're not Italian.
Scalavino,
Casale, Barilla.
Even Ferreira.
Yeah. True, when he does
Portuguese.
Yeah. He gets no
but
bylines.
Still, it's close enough.
Yeah. It's no bylines and hates his job.
Fred,
in life in general.
Fred, a bar mitzvah party for his conversion. Eric, a dentist appointment with Chris's dentist.
Oh, well done. Well done.
I hate you people.
Supposed to say God bless you.
And Paul, a dream job where his frank, critical analysis of the hometown team that will be appreciated, Bruins Hockey Weekly.
Who was that? In Honolulu?
Brian from Honolulu.
That was good.
I hope he's going to go to the Pro Bowl.
Well done, Brian.
There's always plenty of good seats still available when they show it on TV.
I just hope he gets his PFWs on time.
No chance.
Honolulu, he's probably getting the one from the Cowboys game.
If that. His postman's reading.
But it's not Carol Hardy's fault.
No, never is.
Mike from Columbus, Ohio. There's been a lot of talk about the balance in the Patriots' offense between the passing and running game. This reminds me of Andy Hart, who would have much more balance if he worked his bird legs as much as he does his upper body at the gym. Sure, those bird legs will wobble a little when Andy starts on the leg press, but eventually it will be worth it to look more balanced.
Oh, the leg press is for pansies.
Plus his head disrupts his
equilibrium. When I do legs, leg press is what I do. If I was going to go all out, I'd be doing deadlifts and squats and stuff.
So basically, Mike is
those
saying
hurt you for a month.
The Patriots need to just get going with it. I mean, even right now, if it's not balanced, you got to start doing it like you should start.
I hope they don't take the approach I did. Instead of trying to get the legs bigger, I start working out the upper body.
I don't know what's worse, watching Lawrence Maroney run or looking at his skinny legs. I say go with the passing game and Andy keep working on the upper body.
Fred, I asked your boy McDaniels today.
Yeah.
If he was concerned.
See, this gone right through.
No. I want to see. I asked him if he was concerned that the point totals have come down.
Talked to any players in the locker room?
No, I left. And he said, yeah, right? How exactly?
First he said yes, and then he said,
then he pulled the bill.
That's not the word I would use.
So, but yeah, means.
He's not listening to you, so let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I hate you.
Let's see.
I hate you all.
Well, he's the guy that reads between the lines. Read between these lines right here.
James in England says, hey, Fred and the douche canoes. Was that Tom who got schooled by Bill in the press conference today? No, it was Tom Curran, actually.
Schooled?
If so, how does it feel, Tom, that Bill notices someone brought snacks to the press conference and he automatically thought it must be you?
It wasn't me.
It was the wrong Tom.
It was Tom Curran.
It's because it was sitting between me and Tom Curran.
Tom, how long does it take you to think?
Who's this, Fred?
This is James in England.
James, Bill has never said my name once, so if he says Tom, he's talking about someone else in that.
Either Brady, Curran.
Yeah.
Much to Tom's dismay.
I'll get one before he goes.
Landry.
That may happen.
Dempsey.
That may be, once that happens, that might be the final straw, and Tom would then definitely leave
us. I've had a good run.
No, that's really
I had a good run.
That's really my only goal left in life.
Let's get Bill to say Tom.
Yeah, then I'm done.
Let's see.
What if you ask?
Matt from Waseca. Now that Willie Parker's out for the season, we won't have to worry about the Steelers.
Didn't have to worry about them before.
As they can't win a shootout, and they need to run the ball to control time of possession. It's obvious to me that we'll be playing the Colts in the championship game, and hopefully we all survive it because it's going to be huge.
Word.
I think the Patriots will look like a completely different team in the playoffs. They will be so focused and will look like they did earlier in the season.
Oh, so they played better earlier in the year?
Thinking about the email yesterday where you get to pick four players from the league, not from the Colts or Jets, I'd take DeMarcus Ware, Ed Reed, Adrian Peterson, and Steve Hutchinson.
A name we did not bring up.
That's a good list.
Yeah. You know, Bill would love Ed Reed here.
What did he say before that? What was he talking about?
Willie Parker?
Oh, yeah. The Steelers, to me, like, we don't get to watch all the games because we work for the Patriots and we're pretty much focused on one game on Sunday, but during the year, they had this great defense, and they were playing a bunch of slobs. To me, they got one of those bully defenses that the Chargers had last year, where if you're playing Miami, it looks good. But then when you play a team that can actually move the ball, you can throw all over them. We said it the week that they played. The secondary is the weak point, and unless they can get pressure on the quarterback quickly, I think teams pick them apart. And the one game I did see was the Cleveland game that was on during our bye week.
Yeah.
And they had a lot of opportunities even that they weren't able to take advantage of. So I just don't think that they have the defense. It's funny, you know, it sounds funny because they're ranked so high, but I think the good teams can score on them.
Yeah, Cleveland moved the ball very well that day.
You know what I laughed about last night? Did you watch it, Fred?
Watched the first half.
Did you see when Parker got hurt and they showed him coming out of the x-ray room on crutches? Then they showed the trainers with the x-ray on the sideline holding it up to the lights.
That wasn't a good sign.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
I think I saw Belichick.
Belichick would have said Parker questionable, and they got the x-rays on the field and they're holding him up. Jesus.
Andy of Vermont says, hey guys, I was just waiting for an altar boy joke along with penises and vaginas and Bibles. Holy crap. Merry Christmas to all of you, PFW, and to all the listeners. Have a good one.
You could have sent syrup.
Andy in Vermont.
Thank you, Andy. You too. Not you, Andy.
Yeah.
Andy in Vermont.
Wow, I can't believe it's already past 1 o'clock.
I know. It's flying
unbelievable.
By. So you tell
Christmas
tell
show
story,
goes quick.
Chris.
We haven't even talked about what we're asking for Christmas. What are you getting, Andy?
Bose headphones, I heard.
Yeah, freaking Eric. I know Eric talking about the damn actually, Bose headphones for 2 months.
I actually am getting Bose headphones for Christmas.
Which kind?
I don't know.
I'm not getting
you didn't
anything.
Ask for them?
I didn't ask for a specific
I didn't really
you just said Bose headphones?
I said I could use a set of headphones.
I know, but you know might get the ones we're wearing now or the in-ear. Which do you want?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yes,
he can't really get a cowboy.
He doesn't have an iPod, so he
can't
use
it
for the in-ear.
So what do you need headphones for?
Just to transcribe.
Tom and I should keep
for that radio job
he
hopes he's
going to
get.
Oh, what?
And for radio stuff.
What'd
right.
you say?
I said you're right about Tom that. And I should keep having a separate conversation over here.
I was saying when you're 34, what do you ask for, like a Cowboys jersey? It's a little weird, you know what I mean? There's not much.
And it was weird when you asked for it.
Yeah, I was 18. Like headphones you can use for work, stuff like that.
Right. And I do want them for the radio, even though that's you're making fun of me. But the headphones generally
like
that are laying around.
You get electrocuted.
They're scummy.
Or at least at ESPN
it's
Radio.
It's not like when you were a kid.
Right. I didn't really ask for anything.
What'd you ask for, Fred?
A
Red Ryder rifle?
I need a new fedora. My Indiana Jones hat kind of is.
Are you going to wear that around, please?
Like the bed.
Please.
I wear it when it
with
snows.
The Batman shirt.
Oh God, please! I've never seen
can
you.
Can you
in
break
a
out the Batman shirt?
I've never
and
seen you in
the John
fedora,
Elway.
But if I do, I think I can finally put it to rest. After that, I can go if I see you in a
what
fedora.
What did you asked for a fedora?
Yeah, I
really?
Need a new one. The other one's all
you know. You're rich when the Christmas list says fedora.
Says so just so everyone
like,
knows out
look,
there, you really hit the jackpot
look,
when you
no,
get Fred and Secret
my,
Santa.
My philosophy on Christmas is I don't like buying, giving, or getting stuff I'd get for myself anyway. Or, like, you know, someone would get for themselves. I like to give something that you wouldn't buy for yourself, you know?
Okay.
I would somewhat agree with that philosophy, but it's easier to
but
say that
but you want
that
the person to
it.
Want it.
I mean, like...
Yeah, you don't want
yeah,
something
right.
you don't want.
I can buy you a brick.
But,
you wouldn't buy yourself a brick, but
no.
would you want the damn brick?
Well, would you want... No, but the stuff that you want that you just wouldn't buy yourself. You know, you just... I don't really need it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like
lunch.
It, but I don't need
no,
it.
No, I know what you're saying. The, yeah. Like the headphones kind of fit into that
category.
I wouldn't
category
buy
anybody else
me.
Either.
Also, right. if it's someone you care about, you kind of I kind of like to try to figure out, take hints on what they might like.
Right.
I don't want them to have to tell me. I want this specifically. Right. I like to try to figure it out, and I like them to reciprocate.
Right.
I have no problem with hints.
You know,
I'd rather get what
69.
They want.
My wife, like, you know, my wife likes a lot of things, but she just would feel guilty if she bought them for herself. So
I hear you.
So it's easy.
The, well, I have one Christmas story I think the fans will enjoy.
Which is that?
It's about my uncle.
Oh, he's, your uncle. What's
yes.
his name?
His name was Pino. Joe Pino in
Giuseppe,
Italian.
Giuseppe.
So yep. during Christmas time, you know, my father was a vicious gambler. So every year he tried to bet more money to get for Christmas. Sometimes he'd win, sometimes he'd lose.
So the value of your Christmas was based on how well your dad did during
exactly.
the year betting.
But okay. when he lost, he knew he was such a terrible father that he still wanted to get presents for his kids. So the years he lost, we'd go, and I didn't realize this till I was older, but we'd get in the car with my uncle, we'd drive to the mall. So before we get out, my uncle would open the glove compartment, and there was like 50 to 100 credit cards in a rubber band, and he would go through them and take one out. So we go to the store. My uncle takes prices off things that are cheaper and yep. puts them on the more expensive thing. Then goes up and pays for it with one of his thousands of credit cards with somebody else's name on them.
So wait a minute. Somebody else paying for it wasn't enough? He had to switch the price
right.
tags?
Well, usually,
because he's looking out for that other person.
Right. You wouldn't believe what's
not right. That's not right, Andy. It's Christmas.
Some people were dead relatives from Italy that he had credit cards for. So one year he goes up. We get all these toys. And I'm all happy, you know, we're all happy and everything.
Then the repo gives, man comes.
Gives the credit card, and the lady goes, "Have a Merry Christmas, Mr. Rodriguez."
That was the tip-off, right?
Yeah,
there.
So that was that's how my family celebrates Christmas.
Wow, that's good.
But, this guy's still alive?
No, he died, and when he died...
He died or was killed?
No, he was he died of a heart attack because he used to take big pieces of bread and dump them in oil and then eat them. Then when he died, everyone said what a tragedy
it was.
It was
motor oil, by the way. It wasn't olive oil, it was motor oil.
Our lawyer did say... When he died, he said, "I got to be honest with you, it's the best thing that ever happened because this guy was about a month away from doing a lot of time in prison." Because at the time, he was embezzling money from an old lady that he was taking care of.
Oh, good.
And she had a ton of money, and he was just stealing from it. That's the thing I love when people die. They tell you what a great person they were.
Right.
That's not a great person.
Uncle Pino.
Yeah, so...
They even named the restaurant after him.
Yep. I mean, I miss him, but let's be honest. The guy's rotten in hell.
Well, you haven't had as good a Christmas since he's been gone, right?
That's true.
It's a good thing you turned out as well as you did, Tom.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, I think it just... I think it explains a lot.
I was being facetious.
I know you were.
Now, Eric, you had some very sad Christmases when you... Not only.
No, I had...
What if he
no
did?
Sad Christmases.
You know who had sad Christmases?
Who?
Chris Ferreira.
Really?
He's
obviously.
He's overcompensating from
clearly
his bad Christmases by buying his son 100
gifts.
He
gets Tony, like, what, $10,000 worth of toys.
Yeah, but he can't afford to take part in Secret Santa or buy gas to come to work.
We're not exaggerating. He brought a photograph
you have to
of
see
last
this photo.
Christmas.
We should put it on the web.
At, not even at his house, but at his mother or his mother-in-law's house, where there was a room where the Christmas tree was, but the Christmas tree was obscured by the piles of presents for that kid, that one kid.
They clearly equate the presents with love. A number of presents is how
and I don't want to say the kid's spoiled, but we were at Fred's barbecue.
He's a brat.
And the kid was running in the woods, and Andy and I were both watching this. The kid was running in the woods, and Chris yelled at him. The kid stopped, turned around, laughed in his father's face, and continued to run.
The only thing that was missing was him flipping the bird.
Yeah, that was
ticks
it
back there. I don't want him to get any ticks.
That's why you got to cut down all those trees.
I know. I really want to.
You should
don't cut the trees.
A chainsaw.
Oh, by the way, I need a new chainsaw.
That's I just want to see you
mine,
with a fedora.
Mine started smoking.
I want to see you with one leg after you get a new chainsaw.
I don't know what happened, but the engine melted.
Fred, this is my promise to you. If you don't get a fedora,
Native American,
you tell me where to get them, and I'll buy you one.
What?
A fedora. Just to see
Hartford, York.
I'll probably get one.
Hartford, York.
I already sent my wife the link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it Hartford, York?
To the specific one.
The guy who doesn't want to, you know, the guy who wants to get things that he wouldn't buy for himself.
That's a good headshot.
It's the Indiana Jones one.
Yeah. Do you have a cigar humidifier?
No.
See, we should have got
it. It's a humidor.
Humidor.
Yeah. I don't smoke that many cigars.
See, you wouldn't have liked it. You can't get this guy anything.
See, I smoke like maybe 3-4 in a year.
And one of them just happens
to
be
when we went to Buffalo. Yeah.
Right? And was for 3 seconds.
And I decided the time I was going to, one of those times was going to be during a blizzard in Buffalo in
December.
You should have had the fedora on that night. That would have been a good night for it.
Sure.
Because you had a long trench coat on,
didn't you? You walked around with this plan, Fred.
Tom, I can show you where you had a fedora.
I wouldn't mind
in my head.
I have one.
It's a bit of a pompous look.
It is.
Eric has one.
I do.
Not a surprise.
The Prince of Pop.
So, Paul, you asked for headphones?
Yeah, I wanted a
That's
set of headphones.
It? Very modest Christmas.
Would you guys
well, I'm
get
sure
your
that
wife?
My wife always gets me stuff that I would never
stuff?
Think of. Yeah, right. Always.
We're getting a little
very
big. I'm worried people
hear. Your wife is very thoughtful.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
No, I got my wife a digital picture frame, and then I put pictures of her dad on it.
Yeah,
so it's ready
I
to
was
go.
Really surprised. That you know, took a little effort.
Now, I need some help here.
Yeah.
The one question is, do I wrap it up and then just say, why don't you open it up and plug it in, or should I put it like on a table somewhere and, like, wrap a box over the top of it and then have her go look at it. Like,
well,
already
no,
have
I think,
it going.
I think you don't even tell her about the photos that you loaded up. And it's a digital picture frame. Oh, thank you. And then let her find out on her own.
But what if it's, like, a week later? I kind of want it to happen.
No, because
see,
then,
I'm like Andy. I want the,
I know,
that gratification
I know. It's
right
tough
away.
To do
oh,
that.
But I thought she would look at it right away.
I was
she
say, will, but she probably won't say, oh, let's plug it in and
right.
see how it works.
But
I would
does,
drop a hint. And
I would say, why don't you plug
here's
it
how,
in?
Here's how it works. You have to plug it in and then just sort of, you know,
it.
Coax
but
her
I,
into doing
that. But
I
think if she finds out on her own, the effect for her will be even better.
But I can't wait that long.
And you'll get it that night. Definitely.
God,
you'll get it.
You don't
How
get
are
it.
We still on the air?
Yes, I get
he,
it.
He's married. He doesn't. I mean, I got my wife a new bed for Christmas, and I don't want to get it.
Why not?
Because I want to get it with somebody
What's
else.
What's the whole point? Chelsea.
Getting her to bed then.
Chelsea, you
I
hear?
I can't sleep on our bed. My back hurts so bad.
I thought you were sleeping on the couch by now anyway.
What kind of mattress did you get?
What did I get? A Serta? One of the Certas.
Perfect sleepers?
You like
it? Yeah. Well, I've only laid on it.
I might have to get a new mattress.
It's getting delivered on Saturday.
You're going
to
go Simmons Beauty Rest Black, $3,500.
Mine is 8 years
Those
old.
Those are nice. I couldn't afford
First
one.
First of all, they have like a 10-year warranty.
Yeah, but I don't
Gets
think
Gets a lot of action if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't think it was that good one to begin with.
You think you got a personal trainer?
A New Englander, whatever that is.
No, it's Pilates.
Yeah,
you
Pilates.
You got a personal trainer.
Pilates.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what are you getting this Christmas?
Actually, I'm getting a new computer.
Oh, okay.
The six you have aren't good enough?
What six? I don't have six.
From who?
My parents.
Santa?
Are. No, my parents are. There.
They gave you a house and a computer? Jesus Christ. All I got was a house.
I'm sure if you ask for a computer, you could get one of those, too.
I don't like to ask.
How about a light bright? You get a light bright?
I'm getting a MacBook.
Oh, yeah. See, that's MacBook good. Pro. That's a good present, a Mac. Because then it's a special computer.
Yeah. You know? Spend $1,500 and it gets good present status, obviously.
No, but I mean,
big surprise there. You hit
a regular laptop, but a Mac is, that's a present.
You top a grand and Fred's giving it a stamp of approval.
No, it's the brand. It's the brand.
Right.
You really
it's the
are.
The money for you.
Yeah.
What?
You think you didn't fit in at that party, but you fit in at that party.
The guy's all about brand, and he wears Wrangler jeans.
Right.
You know?
Who rings Wrangler jeans?
And his wife's shirt today.
I've never worn Wrangler jeans. What's wrong with this shirt?
First of all, you're missing several buttons, first of all.
And we know you have a problem with my shirt, because you've asked
up,
us 100 times if we like it.
No, it's an odd shirt. It's multicolored. It's like a corduroy.
Eric, is that a man's or a woman's shirt?
It could go either way.
No,
just like Eric.
I know you were. I was.
I
know
can't get
him.
I mean, you stop for a second, and he beat you to the punch.
A woman's shirt buttons the other way.
No, I was. I don't know which way.
Is this really, Garrett? Does this look like a woman's shirt?
I just want to say for the one person still listening, we appreciate it. Yeah. Dan Heffernan probably just waiting to hear his poem.
Oh boy.
Nope, this is what people wanted. They wanted a Christmas show.
So what did you get, Nikki?
Oh, I got her some stuff.
Oh, good.
Well, that's good to know.
That's
great.
I'm glad you could
what?
Thanks I'm glad you could be specific.
You guys didn't tell me what you got your wife.
I just told you a digital picture frame.
I said
that.
That's it? That's the big present?
Well, that's not
get that for $30 at Brookstone.
See, it really is just all about the money for you.
First of all, it was like $155.
What?
It was like $155.
What's that now?
What'd you I'm get not that? Rich like you. That, to me, is a pretty good gift.
Just a land baron. You could
what am I going to go to the store and say, I'll give you 15 feet on the edge of the property?
Yeah,
I can't buy presents with land.
You can subdivide your land and you know,
I can't.
Start a development.
2 acre minimum in Dartmouth.
That's why he's a land baron.
What?
You can only get 10 houses.
I don't have 50 acres like
you
said. They're
still operating under the feudal system over there,
right.
Apparently.
He's got peasants working on his land.
Seriously.
What do you guys think about this delivery stuff, like online? Like I bought Allison a pair of those UGG boots that were $200 for some reason, and I paid $25 for 3-day delivery.
It's been
5 days.
Oh,
I don't have the boots.
I never pay the extra. I just do the regular delivery.
Well,
so whatever the least amount you can pay for shipping in it, they come.
I ordered it Saturday. So
but
I was
were they in stock?
Yeah.
Yeah. As long
Amazon?
As they're in stock, you'll get them.
Okay.
And by the way, Uggs will be a big hit. I got Beth the last 2 years, different colors, and she's really liked
it. Was it Amazon?
No, it was like some store that has them. I just I figured, well, why take the chance and
Fred, I got an Amazon story. I ordered a Tiger Woods Wii video game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they had no record of my order. Then 2 days later my credit card got charged. Now they sent me a Wii video game, and then a day later I got another one. So now I got two Tiger Woods Wii video games.
But make sure you don't get charged twice.
I'm going to check.
Okay.
If not, it's going on
eBay.
Yeah,
Beth had a mishap with Abercrombie.
Regifted.
They said they delivered something that never came, so she ended up having to cancel the thing. So they said they delivered it on a certain date at a time that actually the date that she said and the time, both of us were home, so there's no way it could have come.
Yeah, that's what's shady about all this internet stuff. You can get out of control. You're giving your number to this,
and
that.
And then you forget.
Right.
You,
know,
you forget
you
all the things
ordered,
you got. But
and
so far, I've been pretty lucky.
You
with
know
it.
What, Andy? Give it to the homeless shelter. They want new unwrapped gifts.
That's
right?
True.
You can do that.
I probably would take that.
So I got a coat that I know that she wanted.
Get a job, you bum.
Which is the hint thing.
You
know,
can't get a job.
So you know
burgers,
that one thing.
Don't hire anybody.
Then I got earrings because I know that's something that she wouldn't buy herself.
Nice. Yep.
And
what kind of earrings? You got to go diamond.
Tiffany. No, Tiffany.
All right, you got to go diamond.
Wow.
No, not just
oh,
like,
that's
sterling,
okay with Fred.
Sterling
you say
silver.
Tiffany, it's okay.
No, sterling silver.
Tiffany's
they
like, they see the box and they see Tiffany. And
yeah,
like,
she likes the little blue box. Like that's
blue
why
box.
I had to say
they see that box, you see the other box.
Fred, I got a horseshoe. I got Allison a horseshoe necklace, but it's not from Tiffany. Is that okay?
A horseshoe necklace?
Yeah, you know, like a necklace.
She a Colts fan?
No, it's... Yes, actually, but we all are in that house.
All right.
I also need to find a toaster oven, Fred, for the practical kind of thing that we need.
A toaster
need to
oven.
Find one?
Toaster oven.
Go to Simon.
Yes. No, I need to actually get out of my house and go to
you know,
shop.
I've
got everything
that's not
I've
exactly
done.
Like the Wii.
No, everything I've done. Well, I got to find a specific one.
See Paul
so
waiting
know.
In line.
Yeah. 3 in the
gee,
morning.
I hope I get the last one.
No, see, that's why. But that's why I'm not worried about it. I'll just go out at some point, like Sunday.
But what kind
do you have a regular toaster oven, or do you just use a toaster oven for everything?
No, we have a regular toaster as
well.
So
you have both. But,
I also loves the toaster oven.
We generally use the toaster oven and the toast as well. But there
I use the toaster oven.
We got a toaster for when we got married. But for Beth's
Can't
shower.
Wait to read these emails.
See, you know,
you got the toaster oven or just the toaster?
We always had the toaster oven, but the last one crapped out, and then we decided, you know what? Let's just get a regular toaster. We got the
people like
one.
The toaster.
It's a very nice
fashioned.
Toaster. It's a four-slice yeah. toaster.
Probably cost $1,000.
No, no.
Four-slice.
Freight and Barrel yeah, or something.
It's a Krupp's.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Fred, do you get the front gate catalog? Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does.
I get every
Fred, you're
catalog.
Like, you're my idol.
I have the Krupp's waffle maker, Fred. Yeah. Very, very good.
Do you flip it? I want a flippable waffle maker.
No, the top comes down.
My idols
like
are Fred Kirsch and Mike Felger.
All right. Well, right now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do Dan Heffron's 6th annual Night Before Christmas.
He's been a 3-time champion, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
3 touchdown passes in the first half.
Now Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autograph mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything. Yeah, let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of 3 flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Food Master, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CMS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. It's Friday, and it's the Friday before Christmas, and it's our Christmas show. We've been talking about the gifts that we want and the gifts that we're giving.
and all that other stuff, and penises and vaginas, and
speaking of
all kinds of Christmas stuff.
Speaking of that, as a shameless plug time, Andy has compiled a list of the Patriots players' favorite gifts that they've given and received for Christmas. So
that will be
we're
going to
compile
issue?
That. That'll be in the next issue due out next week.
Okay. If Donnie gets it done in time.
Actually, I shouldn't say Justin. Andy put it all together, but Tom and Eric also solicited.
I didn't do anything.
I was going to say Eric did.
I didn't do a damn thing.
Well, I thought you were saying that every time you went up to someone, they didn't give you a good answer.
Right. We didn't use any of it.
Oh, yeah. I just tried. We at least got some.
He can't even get a best gift out of Ray Ventrone. That's how tight they are.
All right. Well, as we do every year and have done for the last 6 years, Dan Heffron sends us a Christmas poem, and he's in Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes.
And we will continue with that tradition henceforth. So this is
henceforth, this joint is ours.
Well, as long as he keeps sending them.
The sixth annual Night Before Christmas by Dan Heffron. 'Twas the Thursday before Christmas with the guys from PFW when I sent in my unprecedented sixth annual season in review. See, now if you say PFW, it doesn't rhyme with
it doesn't
review.
Rhyme.
Anyway, on defense, Adalis Thomas was brought in to make the linebackers quicker. On PFW in progress, Eric the Leg was brought in alleged punter and kicker.
I know from experience, dude.
The Pats O got Stallworth, Welker, and Morris. In Moss, they brought in a burner. In Tom's WWE-style wedding, he got out of the limo to Simply the Best from Tina Turner.
See what I mean?
It's amazing. A surprise preseason move was picking up Chris Hansen and releasing Danny Bogger. And the off-season mystery of the year was how Tom was an employee of Colts Power. See, now, he pronounced Bauer the way I did before.
The wrong way.
The wrong way, yeah.
On paper, the offense looked unstoppable. Who could stop the Brady Bunch? Forget about Christmas poems. For fan appreciation, the guys were getting lunch.
Jackpot.
Seymour's PUP and Harrison's suspension were obstacles the defense had to work through. Mike Felger joined the show on Fridays because we needed a douche canoe.
Look at that douchebag.
The Pats opened against the Jets in a game most remembered for Cameragate. This year, Paul was the butt of several jokes, mostly about his weight. The next week, Spygate footage was shown on Fox by inside man Jay Glazer. John Hanna visited the show, but Paul missed it for a fundraiser.
Okay.
I forget about that.
Yeah, Paul. Well, see what I mean?
Yeah,
Paul,
like, he knows stuff that we don't know.
I told you that there'll be something.
I remember
about
that
us.
Now. Oh, my Paul God. Wasn't here for that.
Everyone wondered why Belichick would do it. He must have had a reason. Congrats to Paul and Andy, who both had boys during the off season.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Pats beat down the Chargers. The scandal left them enraged. Gary would like to point out he deserves congrats too because he got engaged. The Bills hung with the Pats early, but they too were shot down in flames. Andy kept saying the Pats were more likely to open 0-2, but picked them to win both games. That didn't make sense.
That's what happened, though.
That is exactly what happened.
Vince Wilfork isn't a dirty player, but his hit on Losman was suspicious. Fred ate Lori's muffins and Andy's berries, and boy, they were delicious.
I
knew where that one was going.
You eat your muffins. They're moist.
Yeah, but he had a nice addition there, the muffins and the berries.
Yeah.
It was business as usual as the Patriots dismantled the Bengals in Cincinnati. Andy had a Wikipedia page and feuded with an Irishman named Paddy. Against Cleveland, Moss was slowed down, so Watson and Stallworth delivered the goods. The gang picked up a few collective nicknames this year, Bitches and Peckerwoods. There were complaints about Mike Vrabel that he dove low and late with malice. We learned Fred once had a cabbie pull a gun on him on a trip he took to Dallas.
That's true. That's true.
It's I can't believe this.
The game was close in the third, but in the end, the Cowboys' bark was worse than their bite. The guys got free passwords on the internet, including a Jenna Jameson site.
Yep.
After scoring 48 on Dallas, the record for most TDs to start a season was Brady's. John Rook likes to bring his wife to the beach, then check out other ladies. At 6-0,
like, who would ever remember that?
Seriously,
comment?
He must not take me. Notes every week.
Yep.
At 6-0, there were people saying the Patriots would never lose. The only thing Paul likes about parties is when he gets free booze. After blowing up Miami, their running up the score was heard among the mutters.
Yeah,
even after last year's neck and scare, Fred got a robot to clean his gutters.
He remembers that from last year when the robot attacked,
yep, attacked Fred.
Wow, I didn't even remember.
Remember that? Yeah. First of all, what is he following us?
Is he really one of us that we don't know about?
The beatdown of the Redskins practically made several Washington players cry. In the ultimate irony, Jamie Dukes refalled to Paul Perillo as big guy. We had not seen a team score 48 or more three straight since well before the merger. Andy doesn't like Guinness, but he ordered a Guinness barbecue burger.
That's true.
The toughest game of the
season. I don't remember that one either.
Yeah, what the hell? It's like he's out on the road with this guy.
He is a leader.
Oh, does this guy work for the CIA? He is in Virginia, right?
Yeah.
The toughest game on the schedule was the Colts, and the Pats were up to the task. If Tom Casale seems a little more mellow, it's because he got a sleep mask. The way Bill Polian yelled in the press box, it's a wonder he kept his voice. Eric ran a charity raffle where he would trace a picture of the winner's choice.
Trace. Idiot.
Moss and Stallworth helped the Patriots come back. Each of them pulled in a bomb. If you wanted a traced picture of your own, go to www.scalavino.com. During the bye, fans complained about crowd noise, but nothing came of the story. Here is the annual shout-out to former writers Shane Frank the Tank and Brian Morey. What's up, guys? The Pats embarrassed Buffalo, and the AFC East Championship was in their hands. Tom once called up random people in Philadelphia to swear at Eagles fans.
Yes, I remember that.
The Philly game was close, and it featured a few uncharacteristic drops. Andy woke up to a buck in his yard. For some reason, he called the cops.
I don't even know what that is.
To shoot it.
The question of the week was, why wasn't Lawrence Maroney playing? Or if Tom and Cali Girl or Andy and Lori started having an affair, nobody was saying. The Pats escaped from Baltimore when they almost got their first beat. Tom started the Atkins diet. Now he says, I'll take the meat. After the game, the Ravens complained about conspiracies in the men in stripes. PFW in Progress endorsed skipping toilet paper. Instead, you should use wipes. Anthony Smith guaranteed the Steelers would win. Smith's game impressed no one. Paul is deathly afraid of firearms, so Fred bought a pellet gun. After a tight win over the Jets, the Pats had home field advantage sewn up. I'd mentioned Craig from Carolina, but I don't want my email blown up. Perfect season looks like the milestone that the Pats this year will bridge. Fittingly, Fred's battle cry was, we are going to rape your women and pillage your village.
Pillage your village.
The question remains, will Belichick rest his players and allow them time to mend? Poor Eric became Adam Sandler's lonesome kicker when he broke up with his alleged girlfriend.
Alleged.
I'm a lonesome kicker.
Season's greeting to Lucky, TG, Ron and Raymond, and strippers. Happy holidays to Roy Williams from Detroit and Ben Watson, even though they aren't good tippers. Merry Christmas to Gary, Felger, The Legs, Stewie, Paul, and his rule book. Fright Night, Jake Steele, and referee Luckett. Better yet, Merry Christmas to all. Go Pats, and Mercury Morris can suck it. That's Dan at Fairfax.
Very good all job, right. Dan. Well much done. Better this year, Dan. Much better.
It's like a year in review, really.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we know that, Fred.
Well, it is
we're
the
here.
End of the year.
Yeah. I was
he
here
takes,
last year.
He takes copious notes.
Last year's
obviously.
I thought was good, but the year before I thought was much better. This was on par with that.
There's a lot of pressure. That's a
no,
lot to
is.
Get through.
That's
and
tough. That's not an easy.
A lot of effort.
Like I said, he's going to say something about all of us that even we don't remember.
Right.
That's
yeah.
hard.
But
how
I thought,
come up with
I thought
that
one was particularly
he takes notes.
Funny.
He must.
Good job, Dan.
I would have. You could have said, asked me a question about a Guinness.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about with the deer
I don't even
in your
know what
yard.
That is.
I don't even.
Oh, the deer in my yard was one.
Well, I thing. Know that, but I don't know.
But
what
I don't remember ever talking about it.
Yeah, we did at some point.
Yeah,
you might not have been here, but the Guinness burger wasn't a road trip. It was. I went with Deidre to some place in Providence that was like an Irish
you
pub.
You must have set it on the air and
you had to have talked about
you went
it.
To Rira probably. Yeah,
yeah, and you had a Guinness burger there.
It's so funny, Rhode Island's so small. I said the Irish place in Rira. There's one of everything in Rhode Island.
that's amazing. Dan, see? Do you take notes? I mean, like, how do
I know
you remember
that
all
good
this?
Along, see?
Well, Tim is not too happy. He says, "Have you discussed Casale's and Hart's appearance on Fox this week?"
It's
I'm not
great.
Trying to be overly critical, but hearing you guys talking about Christmas presents is terrible. Do you guys think your lives are interesting enough to tell details like this?
Yep.
It's like listening to a bad and boring conversation.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're listening to it, aren't you?
And no offense to you guys, but discussing your performance on a TV show is more interesting than
right. Why would we do that? Seriously. First of all, I don't know. I was just on the show. I didn't break it down, right. So I don't know what my performance was. I know Andy's was subpar.
Second of all, it's 2 seconds.
you missed that one.
But we heard it.
Listen, we're not EEI. We don't have millions of listeners. We have a cult following.
Right.
And for some reason, they like us and enjoy us. So they like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and obviously that person who wrote in did,
but
too.
In defense, but defense of the emailer. Earlier in the show, even I was getting a little antsy. So.
Even you. Every time we veer off course, you go haywire.
No, not really. It's just sometimes Fred gets under my skin.
No, you know what it is? It's the fact that you haven't eaten any bread in the last 2 weeks.
That's probably it too.
You're going through DTs with that.
Just give me the meat.
Let's see. On the phone right now is Chris.
What happens when you get off booze?
Chris from the Bronx. Chris, how you doing? Good poem today.
Excellent job, Chris.
I concede, though, because that's I didn't realize that I had to start it 6 months ago.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You got to start next year's today.
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll start taking notes. This is pretty impressive.
Well, yours was good, too, Chris.
The best part about it is listening to you guys, and after every other line, you go, that's true.
It's like our lives revisited. We just forget all this stuff.
It's like those witty little comments that we throw in.
That's true.
Fred, that's true.
Yeah, good stuff. So I just want to call in, say thanks, and see you next year.
Well, all right, Chris. Thank you.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
Not next Tuesday.
Because as one emailer pointed out, you guys probably have Christmas off.
Right.
Yes, probably.
Yes. Probably.
Except from the Sports Exchange. Those Nazis that run that organization.
We're big time now. We don't need them.
Screw them.
Mike gives us a little information. You know, whenever there's some question out there, one of our listeners will always have the answer.
The strippers isn't listening today?
And he says, I thought I'd let you know a couple things. One, Cedar Rapids, Iowa is a complete hole. And two, Cedar Falls, Iowa is basically Cedar Rapids taint. So, there you go.
Well, I've never been there, but it just sounds like one of those places like you see on the Christmas cards or something.
Right. We were just throwing names out there. Never been to any of them. Probably never will be.
Sean from Hazleton, Pennsylvania, just wanted to give a shout-out to the best radio show on the net and to a bunch of hardworking guys and to Fred, too. I also want to give a shout-out to the Patriots Fan of the Year who was from Pennsylvania, Pat Noon.
Oh, yeah. Did you read about this
guy? I know him from my dealings in the restaurant biz, and he's a good guy. Glad to hear it. I go to 3 games a year and feel that is a lot, but he goes to every game for 30 years. I'm just a rookie. And Pat's memory, Paul, you will remember this game, the last game in in the old OB when Grogan hit Morgan and the Pats won the AFC East. They should show that game tonight on NFL Network, but we are stuck with the 0-4 loss to A.J. Feely.
I do remember
that game. Think they're playing to a more recent crowd.
Right.
Plus, Bill mentioned it yesterday.
He did.
Yep.
Well, you know.
More importantly, Sean from Hazleton's in the restaurant business, and I haven't seen any lunches come across this desk from him.
We should talk about.
Isn't Sean a student?
No, Sean's been around for a long time.
Said his dealings in the restaurant business.
Tom, you did a radio hit yesterday. You was telling us in Miami where they kind of took that comment that Belichick said at the end of the press conference on Thursday out of context.
Yeah, they caught me totally off guard because I guess he referenced the game, which I knew, but they thought he was saying that was their last moment of glory. Like instead of talking about the perfect season, the last moment of glory was.
Anytime someone tries to do that to you, Tom, you say, look.
No, I said, I didn't take
it
that way.
You know Bill Belichick wouldn't do that.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I said, unless you guys are reading something different into it.
He would never let himself get caught like
that
before
the game. Not before a game. That's what I said.
Exactly.
I said, if the Patriots talk, it would be after a game, not before.
Right.
Maybe a little during.
Or during.
let's see. Who's this? Mata.
Who's this?
Only you can answer that.
I don't believe we've heard from Mata. Have we?
Thad?
Mata from Georgia?
Not that I know of.
Merry Christmas, guys. This is my first
Hello,
email.
Mata.
There you go. But I've been listening faithfully since preseason. This season has been
Hello,
fantastic.
Mata.
So fun to watch. Not to disrespect the Dolphins, but let me just say I'm looking forward to the NFL Network game next Saturday with Brian Dumbell. My favorite blunder from last night was during the scuffle after Jackson fumbled the ball. A ref signals that the Steelers recovered. This was immediately followed by a no signal yet from Dumbell.
My favorite one was they went to Mariucci on the sideline who said, you know, the one thing I've noticed down here is the Rams are playing hard. You know, they haven't packed it in. They're still trying to play. And he goes back upstairs and Gumbel says, well, yeah, not only are they playing hard, if they don't win this week, the Browns are in first place in the division.
Oh, boy.
He thought he was talking about the Steelers, and he got all discombobulated.
Well, you know, and last week somebody mentioned that he says too often, it would appear.
Right. Yeah.
And so I was really listening for it, and he does say it.
He does all the time.
The guy got stopped 2 yards short of the end zone. He goes, it would appear he's short.
Right.
Well, you're the announcer. Tell me.
Well, that's where I thought that was going with the signal. I figured, you know, once the fumble happens and the referee points in one direction, I'm waiting for him to say, and it would appear that the Steelers have recovered.
There was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
Every time.
And Andy, just as
every single time.
Just as a point of reference, when you start saying something, if I don't laugh, it's not funny.
Okay.
Because I laugh at 99% of what you say. So if I'm
what
not
wasn't funny?
I liked your Hello Mother. He didn't like it.
Oh,
Hello,
Paul laughed. And
Eric laughed, too.
Do you not
know
what
it's to different
from?
Audiences.
Yes, Mr.
I'm just checking.
He's Fedora.
You know what? Every time you align yourself with him, he says something to make you say, why did I align myself with him?
He's a very unlikable sort.
I could have gotten along with the That's Hello Mata, but then you had to go with the Hello. It wasn't working for me. I'm sorry.
Stripper sends us another one of his links.
Lord only knows where that goes.
This one is www.howmanyfiveyearoldscouldyoutakeinafight.com. You are enclosed in an area roughly the size of a basketball court. There are no weapons or foreign objects. Everyone is wearing a cup, so no kicks in the groin. The children are merciless and will show no fear. If a child is knocked unconscious, he is out. The same goes for you. Tom should only take 1 minute to answer the questions. Then he can tell us how many five-year-olds he can take in a fight.
Any amount.
I think infinite.
Yeah, there's no
five-year-olds.
I think a certain number of five-year-olds could take. I don't know what the number is, but I think they could.
Well, what just from sheer do? Weight, they could flatten.
Just there's too. If they get a hold of your arm, a few of them just need to take it for the team.
Impossible.
You get six on each arm. Once you go down, they're just pounding on your face with their feet.
Which is
like
you,
a 10,000 little
monkey
fist.
But you never stop moving. You just start
you'd run out of gas. That's why there's a number.
But
I don't know what the number is, but there's a number.
Well, we have to go to this site and figure it out.
Could be 175, 250. I don't know, but there's a number.
Now, Eric, it's how like many five-year-olds
you put a few crabs in a bucket. The little crabs beat up on the big crab, kill the big crab, and then fight each other.
Yeah, I'm sure there is a number, but...
You ever put blue crabs in a bucket?
But don't they have to fit in
a
basketball
fact,
court?
When I used to live in Florida,
they have to fit in the basketball court.
Blue crab fishing.
And the little crabs will beat up on the big crabs if you put them all in the same bucket.
Yeah. You know how we do that? We go and we buy chicken.
See what I mean?
And you tie
no, you can
one
use anything.
See, you tie
Paul,
one end.
Why don't we have side
Paul thinks I care.
Can use hot dogs.
Conversations. That's not it. It's that you go and then he takes it a step further.
He makes it the main conversation.
Yeah, it's see the conversation
this is
was
his
over.
Funniest show ever.
The conversation
he's never even been close.
The conversation
to this funny
was
ever.
Over, and when you see this, when you see Fred sitting there for a second, and then he brings it back up. That's where I.
That's
where
when
I get.
He, that's when you can see the vein come out the side. It's right there. You see
yeah,
it?
I see it right. Yep.
This is his funniest
Tom,
show ever.
When you have your show. Then you can
that might be next week.
You're the man, Fred.
That might be next week.
Well, you're the man.
I heard you sold
that
the
resume.
Show last
we
night.
Need Fred.
No, I'm talking about ESPN.
Oh, they're going to give him a show?
Yeah.
No, they're getting no
something.
Job anywhere.
You would be good on TV.
TV, nah.
Why not? The Tom Casale, that tout guy's on
not
TV
pretty
all
enough.
The time. No, the Schwing. What's his name?
This is Tout.
The Schwab.
Right the Schwing. That's my restaurant.
Comparing me to the Schwab? Is that what his name
Thanks,
is?
Fred.
The bad, annoying guy.
He answers trivia.
Right. He
but
pounds
on
the desk and goes, 72 Dolphins.
He's on TV, right? Anybody can
sort
be on
of.
TV. If they got something to say, you can get on TV.
All right.
Okay.
Is anyone going to pay him to do it?
I know.
Do
I
have anybody watching?
Where's
it?
This going? Do you
Nowhere.
Know someone who wants to hire me? Because let me know.
Nope.
Oh, Gary, what's this?
Oh, Gary, what's this? Paper? Breaking news?
Running out of gas at 20 minutes
Emails.
Left.
Emails. Tim says, Nahe Davenport is exactly what Nahe? You want in a number two. That was Gumbel's line of the week.
Oh, because he took the crap.
Of the thing oh, that, that's great for him especially.
I don't think Brian
I don't think
Gumbel
had
any idea.
No.
And whoever was
No, it's funny anyway. Even without the Dookie Davenport
right.
reference,
it's
that's funny.
Funny. Right. But it's funny on like three levels.
Right.
Plus he sucked.
Shannon writes
I know he had a good game, but he was running like you. He couldn't get to the line of scrimmage in more than 20 steps.
I didn't see any of the game. I just know he had 120-something yards.
Yeah, fraudulent.
Shannon writes in, Hello, Peckerwood. Screw that last emailer who was griping about your show's content. I'm on my second latte, listening to the live broadcast and loving
kinda
it.
Kind of gay.
On behalf of all the desk jockeys
Eric
out
will
there,
meet you later.
Thanks for all of the mindless banter in the Pats Talk 2. No, Eric, I didn't say dick jockeys. Oh, I just did.
And yes,
at least he didn't say the other word he was talking about off the air.
The look of utter amazement. Oh, I just did.
And yes, Cedar Rapids, Iowa is a hole. Merry Christmas, bitches.
Those are all those old CBA outposts.
No, Eric,
Cedar Rapids, Quad Cities. And,
apparently, you should mention Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Right. Learn something new.
You throw some random place out there and people rip it.
That's great thing about our listeners. I don't care.
All right, Gary.
We're sort of a reflection of our listeners. We talk about all different subjects, and all different subjects there's somebody out there that knows something about it.
So,
Herrera sucks. Merry Christmas.
Did you get back to Jason so he can come next Friday and you'll
Gary
give him a tour?
Gary's getting back to him. Don't worry about it. You'll get your presents.
That's what I'm worried about.
He's worried about himself.
Yeah, I just read on this guy.
God almighty. Unbelievable. What?
You can't do anything for yourself.
The greed on this guy? Is that what you
said?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, he's offering gifts. I want to make sure we get them.
God almighty.
Oh, shut up.
I actually get embarrassed when our listeners give us stuff.
I don't.
I do.
I think
you should
they
be embarrassed when you wear that shirt.
We just.
Is it really that
you should
bad?
Be embarrassed to wear that. You should be embarrassed to wear that shirt with those pants.
No, this is actually a shirt that I picked out myself.
But you weren't sure because you asked us like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. What do you think of this shirt?
I can tell because I know Nikki wouldn't pick that shirt out.
You ever hear
she's got a great fashion
the
sense.
Store territory ahead?
Yeah,
yeah. It's in the Chestnut Hill Mall.
It's usually for the most part that's a woman's. For the most part. For the most part.
He knows.
The
he
gay guy's
there,
making fun of you.
How's that Reagan book?
That's where Eric got that sweater.
We haven't had a road trip in a while, too. So
he's probably on
it's
page
coming
12
up
now.
I'm in 1983.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I only bring it on the road. I have other books that I read.
And
at
he
home.
Highlights every line.
I don't highlight every line.
Well, as I said, it's Reagan,
number nine.
It's Reagan memoir, so all the pages after 95 are blank.
That's awesome.
Twice now he's told that.
What do you underline for?
It's a good joke.
It's a good joke.
I highlight certain things that I like to remember in case I want to go back and look things up. Or
but you highlight everything.
I don't highlight everything.
You highlight a lot. Which is going to make it more difficult to go back and find something memorable because you've got to go through a million highlights.
They made a Reagan movie like on Cinemax. Why don't you just watch
it? It has nothing to do with that.
Andy and I are going to put together an exam. So.
My guess is he's going to write a book, and all those highlights are going to be the book. He does writing the same way he does art. It's copying.
No.
All right. Alejandro from Bogota. Hello, guys. Merry Christmas to all of you. That includes Eric. I want to thank you for all the entertainment throughout the season. Hope it continues until February with a Super Bowl victory. Did Tom really select Chris Ferreira in the Secret Santa game? Boy, did you run out of luck.
No.
Ferreira sucks. Merry
Ferreira
Christmas.
Didn't take part because he spent all his money on his
kid. I got Fred, which is worse than Chris Ferreira because the man has everything.
Well, right. Initially,
plus you didn't
Tom
have an unlimited bank account.
Tom gave me an envelope, and you open it up, and it was a contribution to the human fund.
Yeah, the
that
human
was funny.
Fund.
That was funny. That was good. That was good work by you, Tom.
Right. What'd you get, Andy?
Some wipes,
tequila,
some gorditas, and some bananas.
Right.
I don't get the bananas.
All the stuff
I like bananas.
All the stuff you need to use the wipes.
Yes,
basically.
Orange fire water will be coming
out. When you got the bananas, I thought Lori had given you the gift.
Yeah, but when... Well,
no,
but
that's
he didn't, because as soon as he got them, she said, I like your banana.
I like your banana.
Hey, Tom Curran.
Yeah.
It's on the NFL Network.
Yeah, hey, look, trying to change the subject.
Let's see. The key to the Patriots' success is Alejandro.
A girl who's relatively attractive likes my banana. I got no problem with it.
Fred's getting
you know
upset.
How I know there's a affair going on?
How
because,
do you know?
Because whenever we bring it up, he's not Andy. He doesn't joke about
That's
it.
That's right. He gets upset.
Well,
what do you want me to say?
You either shut up or you get defensive. You're not like that. You're
we
always joking
want you to take it
around.
Like you tell everyone
that,
else
but
to take
it's
it.
True.
I do.
No,
it's
you don't.
True,
you're getting
Eric,
upset.
Well, you get upset at everything
it's
we
true.
Say. You told
see,
me to shut up a minute ago.
Now he's
I said, I followed up with God bless you.
Because it's true.
Yeah, he's still upset.
It's true. That's why he gets upset.
Kind of like Eric being gay.
Alejandro says the key to the Patriots' success can be summarized in an excellent coach and an excellent quarterback. My question is, why did that same formula fail to deliver a championship in Miami with Jimmy Johnson and Dan Marino? I know they had their issues, and I believe Johnson did try to get rid of him, did he not? The Dolphins won 8, 9, and 10 games and won just one playoff game.
Well, Marino was a shell of his
Marino
former
was
self.
Right. He was done at that point.
And even Johnson has said, you know, if he had to do it over again, he probably would have done something different at the quarterback position. I mean, Johnson drafted all those defensive guys.
Go back and look at those playoff games that the Jimmy Johnson Dolphins lost to, and you'll see Marino threw tons of picks in those games. They lost one of those games to Jacksonville, like 60-7 or something.
It was awful.
Like that.
But, yeah, he probably should have done something different at quarterback because with all the defensive guys he ended up drafting there that had been there for a decade almost, they probably would have been a much better team. But it's tough. You know, that's tough. You know, you come in there and you got to make that decision to get rid of Dan Marino. It's a tough thing to do.
It's like getting rid of Bernie Kosar.
After he calls an audible and throws a touchdown pass.
And making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And having Todd Philcox as the guy on the bench replacing
him. I love how that's kind of been swept under the rug here in New England, that Kosar calls an audible, throws a touchdown pass, and Belichick cut him. Fred?
What's that?
What's that now?
Catch that one.
Huh? Let's see. Tim says, I've been annoyed by Andy all year on the podcast, but he was so awesome on the Sports Tonight Show. Casale was average.
I agree.
Hart did a great job of making Felger look like a hysterical woman that he is.
That's not really that hard.
Was he hysterical?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? You've seen it. You've played the game. You've made him look foolish.
But that's
at times.
Good, though. It's good that you bring that out in him, because then he's going to have you back.
I didn't see any of that.
He gets mad at me.
Does he?
Yeah, he used to call me a whiny little. No, what did he say? An annoying prick? No.
Yeah.
Well,
that
we've all called
that
him
all.
That.
And by the way, evidently you have no filter whatsoever today. You're just saying any word that you want.
He said it on real radio. I assumed it was okay. He said it on real radio.
Like we're going to have the Godfather this week.
Fred, why don't you pose the question you were posing earlier?
God only knows what that is.
You know, way more specific
about you know, fellatio.
Oh,
no. Come on. What's wrong with you? I didn't say dick jockey.
I'm surprised you knew
what
that word.
What is wrong with you?
He's the one who says dick jockey, but what's wrong with me?
Yeah, but he did it on accident.
Doug from Blackstone just wanted to wish all of Patriots Nation and Foxborough's finest a Merry Christmas, except for Tom. I know he's down on Christmas. He has Santa running a sweatshop and Mrs. Claus turning tricks while wearing a Go Grinch shirt. Is that true? Is that what she'd have them doing?
No, that's what Rudolph has them doing in the Rudolph show.
Oh.
It's Santa himself, the miserable old bastard.
Someone give Acid McTart a hug and sweeten his disposition a little. Well, I'm going to wish you a Merry Christmas anyway, Tom, DB.
I'm in a great mood, and I love Christmas.
Yeah, you like Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't like wearing the sweaters. Paul wears.
No, I
like.
No, he wants.
Tom likes the sweaters.
Like
I don't.
Paul doesn't like Christmas.
Contrary to Andy's opinion, I love Christmas.
You don't like the Christmas
music. Just not the music, the cookies, the presents,
the sweaters. I like the Christmas music now.
You must like the cookies.
I like the
obviously.
Christmas music now. I don't like it in the middle of November. You know, coming off the Halloween season.
I agree with that. I agree.
When
it actually
starts,
Christmas cookies are overrated. Because Deidre brought home a plate from work yesterday, and half of them sucked.
People get
overly creative with these like rum balls and just. Make some chocolate chip cookies or make a snowman and put a dot on. Like
the
they go over.
I'll bring in my mother's gingerbread man.
Especially now that you can
gingerbread
shop
man.
Online.
I want your mother's ziti.
That's coming too.
That's coming.
You do all your Christmas shopping online now?
Yeah.
There's nothing about Christmas.
Add shopping
the only one thing I didn't like about Christmas was the mall because I hate the mall.
Agreed.
All times. So that I don't want to go when it's packed. So now that you can shop online, there's nothing about Christmas I don't like. Love it.
But you don't like real trees.
Contrary to Andy's opinion, by the way.
Real trees. You don't like real trees?
No, I do have a fake tree.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't like the way that the real trees smell. So you're right, Fred. There's one thing about Christmas.
I don't understand
That's the great thing about
the other
the
end
real
of that
tree.
Spectrum.
They
yesterday, smell, Fred
dangerous
buried his
and
nose
make a mess.
In the wreath upstairs. He goes, stuck his nose right in, and I think a needle went up
they
his
smell,
nose.
They smell, they're dangerous, and they make a mess.
Other than that, they're fine.
They smell nice.
What a Scrooge.
That makes me a Scrooge.
Yeah.
My tree is beautiful.
Fake.
I think when you have
it should be perfect. It's fake.
I even got my mother's stamp of approval.
Hey, Home Depot sells trees that are like wrapped up or whatever, and you can't unwrap them.
What do you mean?
Well, I heard someone on the radio ripping this morning because they bought their tree at that orange box store, which I assumed is Home Depot, and you have to buy them. You know how when you buy it at a place, they pull it through that thing and squeeze it together.
Oh, real trees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went in as a hot dog and came out as orange fire.
I guess at Home Depot, you just you go in the back and just buy a tree, and they all look like
they're all wrapped up. You mean
so you could get anything when you get home? And she said it's the worst tree they've ever. Well,
really? So why did they get it then?
Right, I think it's their fault for going to a place where you can't see the tree. But
yeah, that makes
I can't imagine people actually go and buy trees like that.
It doesn't sound like is this every Home Depot or did Home Depot just give space to some guy who was selling trees?
Because that's stupid.
Yeah,
pay the extra $10 or whatever and go get a tree you can actually look at.
Bob in Shenzhen, China. Question.
What's the alternate pronunciation?
Shenzhen. quick question. How many times has Maroney fumbled?
He only carried it 10.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I don't think he has
69.
They have not fumbled.
Don't think he was a fumbler in college.
They have more interceptions this year than fumbles as a team.
Yeah, he's not a fumbler.
I don't think he's fumbled at all.
I don't think so either. Drop some passes.
All right.
I'm going with no fumbles.
I don't think he's fumbled at all.
I can't remember any.
I don't think he has. So that's a good thing.
Yep.
Speaking of Maroney, Charlie says
Kelly Washington hasn't either, but
Charlie says, I know that stats aren't the telltale sign for a good football player, but Maroney's long run on the year is 19 yards. He has over 150 carries on the year. That is just not a good sign.
Exactly. Right. Well said.
People are making it sound like you don't have any kind of sample here.
Right.
And Keith in JP says, I was looking back at ESPN's draft profile on Maroney, and the first line reads, shows explosive initial burst and top-end speed, displays excellent vision. I found this perplexing, as it seems Maroney's lack of production is at least in part due to his lack of vision.
Yes.
Tom, do you remember how you felt about this part of his game when he came out?
I liked it. Yeah. I would agree with ESPN's assessment 100%.
I think his problem is upstairs. It's not physical.
In college, it looked like he was one of those one-cut backs, and that's why we all said he'd be so good in Denver with their blocking scheme. And I think you're right, Fred, because even last year, he looked like we had something here, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, it's gone. I agree with you. I think it's all mental.
Yeah, I do too. let's see. Yesterday, Jeff wrote in. He's from Bartlett. We was wondering where Bartlett is. And he says it's in the Chicago, Illinois area. Oh. And yes, I did.
So it's not in Western Mass?
It's not off Route 2?
I did root for the Pats back in 85. I think everyone I knew either called me or stopped by to make fun of me at halftime of the Super Bowl. But revenge is sweet. So there you go.
So he's been out there a while. 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Good math, Andy.
Let's see. Phil in Annapolis has a PFW wish list.
Okay.
Number one, I want Tom to say, what? I know he can do it. W-H-A-T. W-H-A-T.
What? I just
what?
Said it.
You did it.
But you know what?
The actual circumference size of Andy's head. Come on, Gary. Throw Fred a tape measure and wrap it around that melon. Let Paul read out the number.
Circumference size?
Can we do that?
It's bigger than the equator.
Circumference.
It's big.
If that helps, it's bigger than the equator.
It's big, all right.
I mean, it actually has latitude and longitude.
You know what they say about guys with big heads? They have small wieners.
Three, have Eric state, I'm not gay, while you guys try
I'm
and hold
gay.
A straight face.
I never have been gay.
Straight face? See what you did there.
That was well done.
Okay.
Circumference?
Oh. Eric, I didn't say dick jockey.
Fred, you're going to have to get that one stricken from the record.
Here's Al from Kuwait.
Hey, Al.
Hey.
Due to the satellite delay from the Middle East, I may not have been able to keep up with the discussion about Lawrence Maroney. We cannot access live audio video on the computers here, but after listening to yesterday's archive, I'll try to clarify. Assuming we do not lose both Dante Stallworth and Randy Moss, I'm entirely comfortable with Maroney as my top running back. I would remain comfortable with the rest of the current group of runners.
Well, that feed must be old. I think he's watching them from Minnesota.
Morris was better earlier in the year, but Maroney was injured. Had Maroney been healthy for the Bengals game, I believe he would have had just as good a game.
Oh, I see. It was just the game. Okay.
Maroney has also improved his blitz pickup, which is crucial to the Pats offense. My main worry about Maroney is that he has been injured. So, again, he'll need a credible backup. Anyway, just to be thankful, the Pats did not draft Iraq in the first round. The police are corrupt, the army is incompetent, and the politicians are stubborn, pretty much like Louisiana, I guess. We are housed in Kuwait, but spend about 20 days each month driving all around Iraq. What a dump. Tom would love it here because there's plenty to bitch about. It's like we went to a dance and thought we saw someone as good-looking as Lori Baranski at the Punch Bowl. Then you dance with her, and it turns out she has two left feet and picks her nose.
Time out. Why are you teaming up on me?
Right. We have had more time in Kuwait recently due to the holidays. There have been a couple USO shows featuring various entertainers. I met Kid Rock. Nice guy. Anyway, one or two entertainers have been brave enough to say, I am one of the few who support what you are doing. Then that celebrity sort of stands there and acts like there ought to be some big ovation forthcoming. Instead of the troops let out a collective sort of groan. Look, wow. I'm sure people meant well, but the Iraqis don't care. They just don't, and we can't make them. Still, despite everything, I would not.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm just
the
finishing
war.
Up
He's
here.
He's talking about his service. And
still, despite everything, I would not jump to France for better money, as suggested by Paul yesterday. Being a French-Canadian extraction, I might go with Canada if it paid well enough. The Canadian dollar is doing better. But would there be such a thing as Montreal Alouettes Football Weekly in Progress? I doubt it, so Why no not? Way. So that's Al in Camp Arafijan in Kuwait.
Arafijan?
He couldn't say circumference.
I'm not even sure if I said that right.
I'm sure you didn't.
Circumference.
Oh, guess who's here?
He's apparently got a job
Mike
interview
Feldman.
Later. He's all
what
decked
are you
out.
College?
Oh, I thought he was going to kiss him right there.
I know.
What was that all about? That made me rather
uncomfortable.
He's got
the sweater vest on and some very weird black
Must
pants.
Be going to a holiday party or something after.
Oh, now he's a TV guy.
He is a TV
guy.
He's
been a TV guy for a long time.
So now it's official. That's true. We're all TV guys here except Eric.
I worked in TV for a long time, though.
Yeah, sure you did.
Let's see. Oh, Josh. Says,
like you had a girlfriend.
See, I swear to God, no matter what the subject, one of our listeners knows the answer.
And what's the answer to this? The circumference
Josh says,
of my head?
It's not every Home Depot. He says, I brought one of those trees and it was perfect. It's not hard. All you have to do is pick the fullest looking wrap tree. Idiots pick the real slim ones because they're easy to transport in the car. Not too smart. Happy holidays, bitches. Great poem by Heffernan. Another great year of shows. Keep it up. Maybe I'll be brave and call in for the first time in the new year. If nothing else, it will annoy Tom, which is always fun to listen to.
And I would say that you're stupid if you buy a wrapped tree. Don't you want to see what the tree looks like?
I need
like?
To see the tree.
Go to a tree farm, get it cut down.
If you're not going to see what it looks like, I'm with Paul. I just get a fake one.
Right. I got to agree with that. If you're going to go through the hassle of getting a real tree, don't you want to pick one out?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's yours. And there's
some
fun.
There's some good reputable ones like the one I go to. The guy's very nice, $5 a foot, and he doesn't charge you for that extra, the long part at the top. Well, he cuts that off and says,
you know, a lot of tree places screw you, do
this
you?
Is what I do.
It's a real reputable
Guys, take
it
is. This work. I go with my wife.
It's true.
And I let her pick out, I'll give my opinion, but I'll always let her pick out the tree.
And then you
so
know,
then
that, you know,
six
as
months
soon as
later,
picks
when
one
she
out.
Says, you don't listen to me. So you remember that time I let you pick out the tree?
You always have that one thing you can say.
Right,
and
right.
as soon as Nikki picks one out, he goes, you really want that one?
That was like,
sure you want
that was
one?
Like a couple weeks ago, Fred, when football was on, but instead I watched a movie. I'll be having that for 10 months.
Right.
Remember that one night when football was on and I watched that movie with you?
We got to keep those things, you know, in the memory banks, a few and far between.
Because we're miserable, miserable husbands.
John says, I just want to say, Fred rules. Just kidding, Fred, you suck. Can you guys please analyze and pick the following bowl games? Well, we're not going to go every one, but Tom, what's your best bowl game? What's the one that you can't miss?
To watch?
Yeah, this year. This year.
Probably West Virginia and Oklahoma. I think that's going to be a good game. Actually, tonight's game, no one's going to care about, but it's going to be really exciting. Memphis and Florida Atlantic. I got the over 66, and I tell you, that'll be over by halftime.
Well, last night's was pretty good, too. Navy can put up some points.
35-32, that's a good game.
Yep.
What about Ohio State versus LSU? What do you think about that one?
Well, the line has dropped 3 points, so people pounded Ohio State coming out of the blocks.
Excuse
I think it's going to go back the other way. Ohio State has the corner suspended now. I think it's going to be a good game, and I think it's going to be a close game.
Not exciting.
Why are you not excited?
I'm not excited. There's
two of the best teams in the country.
Kirk Herbstreit checking in over here. He's probably watched 3 games
all
year.
I watch a lot of college football just because I don't talk about it.
You'd think you'd know more.
I don't talk to you about it.
Who'd you want to see?
You don't talk to me about the Patriots.
I would rather see anybody else but those two teams. They're so boring. I don't like them.
Boring?
LSU's
played the most exciting season in the history of college football.
Every game they have is multiple overtimes.
I don't care if you don't like them. Their games are exciting.
I mean, I personally don't like either team either, but I mean, they're two of the best three teams minimum.
If I don't like the team, I
find
it boring.
Him talking about college football is like me talking about art. Let's move on.
All right. That's going to do it for this edition of the show. Now, Gary, before we leave, what's the schedule for next week?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, so Monday, Patriots Monday.
Correct.
No show on Tuesday. I'll give the guys the day off. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. All right. So that's going to be it for this edition. We will not see you next Tuesday. We will see you next Wednesday. And Merry Christmas to everyone.